The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. And Leslie, I think this is the official last show for us of 2023. So we want to send a special thank you out to all in our audience who take time to listen to the show and ask us questions. And we hope that we've been helpful and valuable to you as a resource for this entire year. And we look forward to doing it once again next week. Coming up on today's show, heat from a wood-burning stove makes winter easier to bear, so make sure yours burns the whole season long. We've got tips for buying the best, the cheapest, and the safest firewood coming up.
And you're probably inside more often than not this time of year, so how healthy is the air that you're breathing? Maybe not as healthy as you think. We're going to tell you how to cut down on dust, allergens, and even germs with a whole house air cleaner a little later.
And have you ever felt a chilly draft whoosh across on a cold day? It may be coming up from the floor below. We're going to share exactly why that happens and the easiest way to fix it in today's weatherization tip just ahead.
All right, but first, guys, we want to know what you are working on so we can lend a hand. We know it's a busy weekend. You got a lot of festivities, a lot of celebrating, a lot of family and friends. So just go ahead, jot down a list, and when we get into the new year, let's get rocking.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions by going to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Sue in Ohio needs some help cleaning a carpet. Tell us what's going on.
I have a concrete sunk porch slab that has had been covered with black carpeting, and we had a very muggy summer this year, and green mold started to grow on it. And I tried, you know, washing it off and rinsing it off, and it just won't take care of it. And I know that you had helped other people with mold problems with 10% bleach, but I wouldn't dare put bleach on that black carpet. I wondered if there's something else that will kill that mold.
Well, how do we know it's mold? It sounds like algae.
Could it be?
It could be, yeah. What I would do is I would simply, if the carpet's that dirty, I would simply go out and rent a steam cleaner, rent a carpet cleaner. Those carpet cleaners are pretty darn effective. I rented one myself at the Home Depot just a few weeks ago for a couple of rooms in an apartment that we own that was getting a new tenant. And I'm always astounded with what a phenomenal job those steam cleaners do on what looks like carpet that has to be torn out. But when you steam clean it with the right materials, use the chemicals that come with the machine, it does a really good job. You just got to take your time. You usually have to go over it a couple of times. And it takes a little bit of work, but it really does a great job. So I wouldn't try to do this any other way. The way the steam cleaners work is water is injected into the carpet, and then almost at the same time, a very strong vacuum pulls that water back out with the dirt and debris attached to it.
Oh, so the steam kills the algae.
Yes, it'll clean it. And then if you dry it really well after that, it should stop it from coming back.
Okay, okay. Well, that'll help me. Yeah.
All right, and it won't damage the color.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us.
All right, now we've got Kurt in North Carolina on the line who's working on a restoration. Tell us about the project.
I've got a 2x6 floor joist spanning 15 feet, and I'd like to know if I rip some 3/4-inch plywood and sister it up against the 2x6s and glue and screw it, if that would be sufficient. My crawl space has 6 vents under the floor, and I want to seal them up. I read it doesn't need cross ventilation. It's kind of old school, and I'd put 6 mil poly on the ground. Your thoughts, please.
All right. Well, first of all, in terms of beefing up the floor joists, sistering the floor joists by doubling them, I don't necessarily think I would use plywood on them. I would double them.
Would it be flimsy?
Well, I mean, it may not be flimsy, but the thing is, if you want to sister a floor joist and help support it, you need to go from bearing point to bearing point. So if it's going from a girder to an exterior wall, the sister beam has to go the same length. You know, another thing that you could do, Kurt, is you could run another girder at the midpoint of that 15 feet from end to end. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be, has to be as strong as the main girder for the house because you're really just taking the flex out of it. So if you poured a small footing underneath it, you know, and just got something in there to kind of stiffen the floor, that would take the bounce out.
Right. Yeah, I thought about that on the main floor, but my second story, I didn't want to, you know, like put a glue lamp in. I only have like 7 feet 5 inches to ceiling height.
I understand. So, you know, doubling them is a solution as well as using a mid-span girder.
All right, sir. I appreciate the information.
You're welcome, Kurt. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We'd love to lend a hand with all of your home improvement projects, and we want to wish you guys a very, very happy new year. Still ahead, the wrong firewood won't just burn dirtier. It can do a number on your wood-burning stove, too. Make sure your wood is the best for your stove and your health. We're going to share details when the Money Pit returns.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Leslie, picture this. Sizzling grills, the aroma of delicious pizza, and the perfect setup for game day.
Aw, that sounds amazing.
Well, you can make that dream a reality when you enter the Money Pit's Tailgate Treasure Sweepstakes. We're giving away over $1,100 in prizes, including a Gosney Rockbox pizza oven, a Coleman Road Trip grill, and a Cash Basecamp System 2.0.
Enter daily now through December 31st for your shot at the ultimate tailgate gear. Just head to moneypit.com/sweepstakes and get in on the sizzling fun. Enter now and elevate your game day experience at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, before you spend more time on your next home improvement project, why don't you spend some time with the Money Pit podcast? You can catch new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your pods. Heading over to Texas, we've got Deborah on the line who's got a badly cracked floor. Let's see what's going on.
My home was built 2 years ago in South Central Texas, in the San Antonio area. About 6 months ago, all of the ceramic tile cracked in like a spider web fashion. I'm waiting for engineer's report through the warranty company to see if they're going to do anything about it. I believe they're going to come back and tell me it's settling, but I have a hard time believing that a house would be settling as such in 2 years. I'm just not sure what's going to happen, but I thought I would ask a professional.
Hey, Deborah. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm not ready to chalk this up to settlement at all. If you've got a badly cracked tile floor, the best possible cause here is because they didn't put an isolation membrane between what I'm presuming is a slab and the tile, which means as you get expansion and contraction, they move separately, and if the isolation membrane is not there, they're going to crack. If you, in fact, have a problem with the slab itself, it is definitely not a settlement issue. Something is dreadfully wrong. And I appreciate that the home warranty company that you got from your builder is sending an engineer out. But I think you need to have your own engineer look at this, somebody who's independent from that home warranty company, to give an opinion as to why this happened. Because it could be potentially safe. It could impact your safety. It certainly could impact the value of your home. So I would definitely recommend you hire your own structural engineer and have that evaluated yourself. Good luck with that project, and I hope this is helpful.
All right, Tim's trying to get some stains off of his roof. Let's see what's going on.
How do you remove hard water stains from painted metal roof?
Hey, Tim, so if you've got roof stains, and I'm not convinced what you're seeing is hard water, but regardless, whatever kind of stains those are, a good product to use to clean those is called Jomax, J-O-M-A-X. It's made by the Zinsser Company. You mix it up, you add bleach to it, you put it in a pump sprayer, you spray it on the roof, let it sit a bit, don't let it dry there, and then you rinse it off. It's pretty effective stuff, so I would give Jomax a shot. Well, a warm stove is definitely a hallmark of the season, but you need to be careful when selecting which kind of wood to burn. If you choose the wrong fuel, that can be dangerous, and it can also cause damage to your wood-burning stove.
All right, first of all, guys, never burn trash, driftwood, or even treated woods. Always use seasoned wood for the best heat release and minimal creosote buildup, and that's going to help prevent the chances of having a chimney fire.
So when we talk about seasoned wood, what exactly is that? Well, fresh cut wood contains about 45% water, whereas seasoned wood, which is wood that's kind of set out for a while, is only around 20 to 25%.
Now, if you cut your own wood, you've got to make sure it's chopped 6 months to a year before you plan on using it. Time, sun, wind, all of that is going to remove the excess moisture for free. Splitting it helps, too. You get more surface area, which means more evaporation.
Now, when you're buying wood for your stove, look for logs with darkened ends, cracks, and splits. This means that wood is fairly dry. It should also be lightweight, making it an obvious clunking sort of sound when it hits another piece. If you buy wood that's well dried out, it's going to burn
much, much better than wood that is too fresh. You know, when you hear those snapping sounds, you hear a lot of that when wood's burning. It's got a lot of water in it, and that's what you want to avoid. Dry wood is the best wood when it comes to a wood stove.
Now we've got Cynthia from South Dakota on the line who's got a question about a firewall. Tell us what you're working on.
I have an old house, and I've been ripping out the plaster walls, and I found along this one wall through the whole entire house is this pretty durable and tough plaster board stuff. And I was wondering if that is a firewall, because that seems to be where all the cold air returns and stuff are, and if I should or should not rip it out. And if I do rip it out, is there a certain kind of drywall that I should use there?
Where is this wall located exactly?
It could have been on the outside of the house at one point, but it's like right under the furnace.
Well, first of all, the only place that you typically would have a firewall, in other words, a fire-rated wall with a certain rating, is between the garage and the house. All the other walls and ceilings inside the homes are usually have traditional half-inch drywall. If it's an interior exterior wall, inside surface of an exterior wall, like a garage wall, then you would use a 5/8 inch thick fire-rated drywall. But all of the other places in the house, you'd have a regular plasterboard. I'm sorry, regular drywall.
Okay. Have you ever seen this plasterboard before?
Well, sure. Now, how old is the house?
I believe it was built in 1896.
See, there's different stages of wall construction. In 1896, you would have had something called wood lath. So there would be wood strips on the wall and then plaster put on top of that.
Yep, that's on most of the walls. But this one particular wall, which could have been an outside wall at one point, I'm not sure exactly. It seems it's like in two foot strips.
Yeah, okay, so that's a later addition. And what they did with that is, when they stopped using wood lath, they started using rock lath, or like you would think of sheetrock in those 2 foot wide strips. They put that on and then cover that with wet plaster. So that's just a more modern version of the way walls were constructed. So it went from wood lath to rock lath to sheetrock. That's essentially the progression of wall construction over roughly the last 100 years.
Okay. Well, thank you.
A little lesson on building history. Hope that clears it up for you, Cynthia.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right. Now we've got Lewis from Michigan on the line with a roofing question. What can we do for you?
The house was built in 1929. The siding. It's a siding question. The siding is asbestos concrete shingles. We have iron in our well water. When spraying the flower, the water is accumulated over the years on the shingles. Now, one wall of the house now has a golden glow. Any recommendations for removing the iron golden glow?
Well, if it's siding, you're going to have to clean it and paint it. That's the only thing you can really do. I mean, you could wash this house down. You can use a TSP, trisodium phosphate, that will tend to take out some of that. But you're going to end up having to paint this siding. That's the nice thing about asbestos is it lasts forever. The not so nice thing about it is it has to be painted forever. But it's a non-organic product, so it will not rot. It will not fall apart organically. But it doesn't look very nice, and it does absorb a stain and needs to be constantly maintained. Now, because the asbestos is held inside of a cement binder, it's not a safety risk. It's just really a maintenance headache.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Good luck with that project.
All right, now we're heading over to John in Iowa, who's dealing with a leaky shower. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I've got a shower on my main floor where it basically leaks onto the floor in the basement. And when I removed the 2-inch trap, this is a home that was built in 1941, but it's been remodeled recently, probably within the last 10 years, or at least the shower has. I noticed there wasn't a whole lot of room between the tile and the flooring, or the main wood behind it. As well as they sealed up the drain, it was basically just a 2-inch PVC sealed with some sort of cement, and then a drain popped on top of it. And I'm curious, I mean, how can I remedy this issue? I mean, obviously it needs a proper drain, but I couldn't find anything to fit the hole that they had.
All right, well, first of all, it's still leaking, and you're in the middle of this project. Is that correct, John?
Well, I just bought this home, and I basically said, okay, we're not using this shower. We have an upstairs shower that we can use during the remediation process.
Is this a tile shower?
Yes.
So with a 1940 tile shower, the first thing I would expect to leak is the lead pan. And the way those showers are built is there's a lead pan put in against the drain, then the tile is put on top of the lead. And so over the years, those pans would crack. And the way you test the lead pan is simply by blocking the shower drain and then filling up the bottom of the shower with as much water as you can get in there, usually, you know, 4 or 5 inches of water, and then wait and see what happens. So if it's possible for you to test the pan, I would do that before I start assuming that the leak was at the drain, because it might very well be that the drain is not leaking, the pan is leaking. And if that's the case, then you have to tear out the shower base and rebuild it.
Ah, I see. All right.
It's the lead pan, because, you know, a pan that's 60, 70 years old, they just don't last that long.
All right.
Okay? So seal it off, test it off. You know what works well? One of those rubber jar openers that are about 6 inches in diameter. Put that across the drain, fill it up with water, and then watch for a leak.
All right. I'll try that.
Okay, John. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. You know, Leslie, in the 20 years I spent as a home inspector, I used to check those pans for leaks all the time that way. And you get smart after the first time this happens to you, is that you never let that water sit very long. Like, you fill it up, you go downstairs immediately and see if it's leaking.
Well, it's that fast when you've got a crack in the pan?
Sometimes, yes. Because if it's going to leak, if it's a bad crack, it may never have been discovered, or it might have been so slow, but by filling the whole pan up with water, you prove it very quickly that it's leaking. So that's why we always check very quickly to see if there's a leak. And then if not, you know, fill it up, let it sit there for a half hour and go back and check again. But it's a very, very common area for a leak, and unfortunately a very expensive one, because think about it, you got to tear out all that tile and you got to rebuild that pan. And today, of course, we don't use lead. We usually use fiberglass. But it's a pretty big renovation, probably a couple thousand bucks worth of work.
Rhonda in Alaska, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi there. A couple of years ago we had a moisture problem in our crawl space. I live in a townhouse-style condo, and as a result, the adjoining wall down in the crawl space, it has drywall on it, and it's got some mold, and I'm not sure how to get rid of that.
Okay, so we're talking about crawl space areas in a condominium form of ownership?
Yes.
Typically, that's you have to check your public offering statement, but generally that part of the structure is owned by the association, and therefore the association bears the responsibility of maintaining it. In most multifamily forms of ownership, in a townhouse, condominium kind of ownership, generally what you own is inside sheetrock to inside sheetrock.
Okay.
And this is important to know because, for example, when you insure your home, you know, the insurance that you purchase has to cover things like, you know, paint and kitchen cabinets and flooring, you know, carpet, stuff like that.
Okay.
But it doesn't cover the wall or the floor structure, because that's covered by the association.
Oh.
So if you've got a mold problem in the common area, that's called the common area, in other words, the area that's common to the entire association, they are responsible for addressing it.
Really?
And that's why you pay, you know, monthly maintenance fees.
Yeah.
So make sure you know who owns what before you start messing with this.
Okay.
And especially in a multifamily situation, if you've got mold that's festering in a crawl space, that can, you know, get up into the units and really affect a lot of folks. So I would first address this with the association. I would address it in writing.
Okay.
Include pictures, so you're documenting it. And then ask them to have a professional take a look at it.
Okay.
And by the way, by professional, I mean industrial hygienist.
Yeah.
I mean somebody who's an expert in mold, not, you know, the local handyman that's going to come down there and try to scrub it away. And in the process, distribute it to the entire unit.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Happy New Year, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, does stuffy, stale indoor air have you wondering how healthy every breath is? Well, you can get rid of household contaminants like dust, allergens, and even germs with the right indoor air cleaner. We'll share those details after this.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Bring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights with Turtle Bay's New Year's Eve event featuring over 1 million lights, live music by Hook, a virtual screen ball drop, glowing swings, and much more. Mosaic food and beverages available for purchase. This all-age special ticketed event is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. New Year's Eve at Redding Garden of Lights. Sunday, December 31st, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. All ages. Tickets at turtlebay.org.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friends and co-hosts Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show Ask Elle right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So, Leslie, I was installing a new thermostat, and I had to run a wire from the wall to the thermostat. And, of course, the wall cavity I had to run it through had some sort of a blockage in it, which, of course, you know, is not normally there, but it was just my dumb luck.
that I found it. So I very nicely and neatly figured out where it was, and I cut a square piece of the drywall out around it so that I could drill a hole through it and run my wire through it. Well, as I pulled that piece of drywall out, I noticed that it had been smashed in once before, and all kinds of spackle and whatever was like stuck out from the back of it. Well, the last heating guy did exactly that. He took his hammer, he smashed a hole in the wall, shoved the wire through, and spackled it. I should have done that if I already known that it existed once before.
Right. Sometimes, you know, those shortcuts are out there.
I always try to do things the right way, and that does not include just taking my hammer and smashing a hole in the wall. But maybe it should sometimes.
All right, next up we've got Jim in Oregon with a paneling question. Tell us what you're working on.
I've got a house that was built in the early 1950s, and I moved into it in the 70s. And it didn't have any insulation in the walls of the house, so I took the interior paneling off, which was quarter-inch plywood was all it was, and then I put insulation behind that, and of course rewired it at the same time. And then when I put the quarter-inch paneling back, after I put the insulation in, then I put, of course it was in the 70s, a big paneling error, so I just put paneling over the top of that. Now I want to kind of upgrade it a little bit, and I'm not too sure if my best route would be to clean the paneling really well and paint it, or clean the paneling really well and have somebody come in and spray it like you do sheetrock, or maybe I should put quarter-inch sheetrock over the top of it and tape it off and then spray it, or a possibility of putting on every stud, put a 2x2 on the stud, and then put the insulation in that looks like styrofoam with the tinfoil on each side, and then panel over or sheetrock over the top of that. So I'm kind of looking at dollars and cents and which way to go.
Wow, you have a lot of choices. I mean, do we really want a cosmetic solution here?
Yes.
If that's the case, there's no reason you can't paint this. I mean, painted paneling can look quite attractive if it's done well, right, Leslie? But I think priming is probably important.
Yeah, I mean, you're right about wanting to clean it. Then you're definitely needing to prime it with a very good quality primer because you want it to adhere very well to the paneling. And, you know, depending on if this is actual wood paneling or some sort of, you know, wood-like paneling, you just want it to stick well. And then I would go with whatever paint over it, you know. The issue here is whether or not you like the look of the vertical lines. If you like them, then you're going to love it painted because somehow white paneling looks fantastic, especially if you've got a decor and a home style that lends itself to that look. It can really work for you. I really wouldn't paint it any other color because then it's like, oh, that's painted paneling, where suddenly in a white it's like, oh, it's got like a country chic-ish charm to it. But, you know, it's really up to you whether that's a look that you like and will enjoy. If you can work with it, then I definitely say go for the paint.
So if I paint it white on it, my bighorn sheep hanging on the wall and the antelope and stuff would stand out really well then.
Yeah, I bet they would.
That's a whole nother conversation for another day.
Yeah, I can just understand. I used to own a sporting goods store, so I understand that.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us, Jim, at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, the EPA has named indoor air pollution as one of the top five environmental risks to public health and tells us that indoor air can be up to 100 times more polluted than the air outside. But if you're thinking that they can't be talking about my house, well, they can, especially if you don't have the right kind of air filter.
Now, to start, there are really four types of air filters to understand. The first are flat filters. Now, these are the basic filters that are made from fiberglass. They typically need changing on a monthly basis, and while they capture dust, they really don't capture the kind of contaminants that can make you miserable, like allergens. Next, we have a class called extended media filters. Now, these use a particle filter and a small electrostatic charge to clean the air, and they do a much better job than just the plain flat filter.
All right, then there's electronic filters. Now, these units use a high electrical charge to capture particles like a magnet, and they're extremely effective on small particles and perform about 30 times better than flat filters. Finally, we're going to talk about ultraviolet filters. Now, UV filters are extremely effective at capturing particles, bacteria, and viruses, and these are the kind of filters that hospitals use. I mean, especially when you've got diseases present, these filters, the UV ones, do a great job.
Now, for some of these filters, when it comes to installation, it's a job for a pro because they need to be built into the existing system. This way, air is continually clean as it passes through the filter.
Now, prices are going to vary depending on the type of filter that you go with and its size, but it's definitely well worth the investment, especially if anyone in your home suffers from allergies.
Yeah, and don't forget, you'll also be doing a lot less dusting around the house as well.
Renee in North Carolina needs some help weatherproofing. What can we do for you?
I just recently moved into a brand new apartment complex. So, you know, the windows are, you know, pretty good windows, but what I found is that it is freezing in here now that the temperature has dropped. So I'm looking for suggestions on how to put up temporary fixes to the windows leaking the air in, and also the sliding door. I have a big sliding glass door that I'm not sure how to weatherproof that.
All right, Renee, first of all, as far as the windows are concerned, one of the things you might want to look into is weather stripping caulk. There's a certain type of caulk that's designed to be removable. And one of the products is called Seal N Peel, the letter N, Seal N Peel. I think that one is by Red Devil or DAP. Both manufacturers have a version of this. And the way it works is you essentially can caulk the windows shut. So you can caulk around all those gaps. And then in the spring, you can grab the caulk bead and peel it off. And it comes off like a piece of rubber.
Just make sure you leave one window unclosed, you know, unsealed, because just in case you need it for egress, you know, in an event of an emergency. Because it comes out, but it just doesn't come out that fast.
Now, as far as the door is concerned, I would just use shrink film for that. So the shrink film, basically you put a two-sided adhesive tape around the door, and then you attach the film to that, and then you take a hair dryer and warm the film, and it shrinks and gets nice and taut and crystal clear.
Okay. So the film would actually prevent the door, the sliding glass door, from opening?
Correct. You would not be able to use that door in the winter. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have to be able to use it, then you just have to use weather stripping, but it's probably not going to be as effective.
Okay, well, this has been very helpful. I've just been afraid to put up anything that was going to destroy the window or the paint.
I know. You want to get that security deposit back eventually, right?
Definitely, or not pay more.
All right, Renee, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit on this last broadcast of 2023. Wishing you guys a very happy new year. Coming up, has this ever happened to you? You're relaxing in your favorite easy chair at the end of a long day, and all of a sudden you feel a whoosh of chilly air and it sends a chill up your spine. Well, just ahead, we're going to explain why that happens and the surprisingly simple way to seal those drafts for good when the Money Pit returns.
You live in the Money Pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Hey guys, here's a new item for your to-do list. Join us every Monday and Thursday for new episodes of the Money Pit podcast. That's right, put it in your brand new 2024 calendar. It's available at moneypit.com/podcast and, of course, on your favorite podcasting platforms. Olin's on the line with a wainscoting question. How can we help you today?
Yes, I was wanting to do some wainscoting in my living room, and I'd seen some people do it with pallets. Actually taking the pieces off and using the flats for the wainscoting. And I know they do treat them with some chemicals and stuff, and as long as I run it through a planer and everything, would that pretty much treat it as long as it's sealed up with the polyurethane and all that to keep it from being toxic from with the children and stuff?
Well, I can't really answer that question because I'm not sure how they treat the pallets. And frankly, I've torn a lot of pallets apart in my day as things have been delivered, and I never really had a concern about treatment and never actually can recall smelling an odor from the treatment.
Well, I never would have thought about it, but I looked at some pallet ideas online, and I saw where some people had done wood floors with them and the wainscoting, and it looked stunning, really. It was totally different looking from what you'd think a pallet would usually be, you know.
Right.
And so that's what gave me the idea, and I thought, well, that would be a cheap idea to use.
Yeah, and hey, it's an upcycling too, Leslie. I mean, you're taking something and reusing it in a new and creative way, better than sending it to ground to a dump.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be personally too concerned about treatment because I'm not sure that they are treated. But I would say that if you detect any odors and you're thinking that they're treated, then, you know, the virtue of the fact that you're going to seal them will probably minimize that. So I don't think it would be a concern.
Okay. Well, that sounds good, and I appreciate it, guys.
All right, Olin, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, have you ever felt a chilly draft whoosh across you on a cold day? You might be thinking you got to check the windows or the doors for drafts, but it actually might be coming up from the floor below. We're going to share a solution in today's weatherization tip presented by DAP.
That's right. Now, drafts that shoot up from the floor below your feet often happen because the rim joists, now that's the floor beams that line the exterior of the floor, just were never sealed properly. And you might also spot these kinds of drafts by running the back of your hand along the baseboard molding on exterior walls. These drafts can have a big impact on your comfort and your energy bills.
Yep, and in fact, according to the Department of Energy, the potential energy savings from reducing drafts in a home may range from 10 to 20% per year. Now, the fix for the situation is pretty simple. The best way to do that is with spray foam insulation. Head on over to your basement or crawl space and pull back the insulation along the perimeter. Then apply the foam across the entire inside surface of the rim joist. This both insulates and seals out drafts in one application. And once you're done, you can restore the insulation and you'll be good to go.
All right, now DAP makes Touch and Foam, which is the perfect system for a job like this. Touch and Foam is a portable, self-contained, one-component polyurethane foam dispensing kit that's perfect for pros and serious DIYers who want to seal and insulate gaps in wall and floor cavities, as well as attics, basements, and crawl spaces. And as the foam is applied, it expands to fill the gaps where those drafts sneak through, and that's leaving you a lot more comfortable.
And that's today's weatherization tip presented by DAP, makers of Touch and Foam professional wall and cavity foam. DAP has revolutionized spray foam application with the first one-component broadcast spray foam. You'll find the DAP Touch and Foam system at Menards and select Home Depot stores. You can also learn more at DAP.com. That's DAP.com.
La Honda in Texas is having some issues with insulation and wants to try out something new. Tell us about it.
I just wondered if you had an opinion about traditional attic insulation versus the new Milo insulation.
Hey, Lahana, yeah, that Milo insulation is an interesting product in that it's actually made from sorghum, which can be grown on a farm. So I think it's kind of a cool story. Whether or not that's enough to get me to switch away from old-fashioned fiberglass or mineral wool insulation or spray foam, I'd have to say probably not. I think it's going to have to be out in the market a heck of a long time for me to make that switch. You know, and by the way, when it comes to fiberglass insulation, there's a new kind of insulation called NextGen fiberglass that Owens Corning makes, and it's a very sustainable product in its performance, and it also doesn't release those fibers into the air, which makes it a heck of a lot easier to install. So I think there are other probably better options, more tried and true options than going for a brand new insulation product like that. Appreciate the fact that it's something that's incredibly sustainable in terms of the way it is brought into this world, but I'm not ready to make that jump just yet.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, we're going to hear from somebody in Wyoming who's dealing with snow. I mean, they do get a lot of snow out there, and wondering, how do you know when too much snow is on your roof? So stick around so we can help them out.
You live in a money pit.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights with Turtle Bay's New Year's Eve event featuring over 1 million lights, live music by Hook, a virtual screen ball drop, glowing swings, and much more. Mosaic food and beverages available for purchase. This all-age special ticketed event is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. New Year's Eve at Redding Garden of Lights. Sunday, December 31st, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. All ages. Tickets at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Com for details.
We Home Solutions Live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Look around your house. Is there one final project you want to get done in 2023, or is there a whole set of projects you'd like to tackle for 2024? If there are, reach out to us right now with your questions. The best way to do that is to go to MoneyPit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Jewel in Wyoming reached out to Team Money Pit and wants to know, how can you tell if you have too much snow load on your roof, and what's the best way to remove it?
Yeah, you know, if you get a really, really heavy snow and it starts to build up on the roof, usually you get in trouble when it starts to melt, right, Leslie? I mean, it starts to rain because the temperatures go up and it starts to get wet, and that's when it really gets heavy. So what you want to do is try to remove as much of that snow as possible. Now, there's a very safe way to do that from terra firma, essentially, and that is with something called a roof rake. Now, it looks like a garden rake, not the kind you use for leaves, but the kind you use to sort of rake the soil. It's about 3 feet wide, maybe 2.5 to 3 feet wide, and it has a set of aluminum telescoping poles that connect to it. So the idea here is that you put together enough sections to get that roof rake up on your roof, and then you sort of walk backwards or pull it backwards till that snow falls off. If you can keep the snow from accumulating like that, that's going to make the weight a lot less, especially when it starts to warm up. And you'll also hopefully avoid ice dams too. So I think it's a good idea with heavy snowfall like that to make sure you have a roof rake and you go around, pull off as much of that as you can and avoid any potential harm that could happen. I had a friend once that didn't do that to a barn that he had, and he had a pretty serious collapse, and it seriously injured some of the farm animals. So we don't want that to happen to you, to animals, to anybody. So give that a shot. You know, get the roof rake, keep it handy, and put it together and pull that snow down before it causes trouble.
All right, now we've got one from Tyler in Oregon who writes, I have a very large tree between my house and my detached garage, so large that cutting it down does not seem like an option without damaging one of the structures. What is the best way to safely remove this tree? I feel like Tyler's imagining, like, using an axe at the bottom of the tree and shouting, Timber!
Yeah, listen, Tyler, first of all, and this is beyond the scope of a DIYer, let's just make that super clear, but the way that professional arborists will deal with this is they'll work from a crane. And what they'll do is essentially disassemble the tree, if this makes sense. So in other words,
it's kind of amazing.
Yeah, instead of taking it apart from the bottom and letting it fall, they'll start cutting off the top of the tree, and they'll have ropes hung onto those branches so that once they're cut, they can be lowered down slowly and then taken to the chipper and so on. And they'll just sort of chip away at it, and they'll chop away at it that way from the top down, and never at any chance is there a risk of that falling down in the process. I saw them do this to my beautiful maple tree, which broke my heart, but it was really getting bad, and it started to lean a little bit too much toward my power lines, and I had to have it removed. And that's how they did it. Took it apart one stick at a time and came down in less than an hour with no harm done to the house whatsoever.
I mean, it's really amazing watching them do this. I remember we had an old, large tree on the front, and, like, it was scary and terrifying and amazing, but they are pros, and they do it right.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy holidays, everybody. Happy New Year. We hope that you guys have had a terrific year. We thank you so much for spending these weekends with us, and we hope that we've been helpful to you with tips and ideas. And we're all looking forward to next year when we get to tackle a whole new set of home improvement and home decor projects. We'll be here for you every step of the way. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Ukraine shelling in the center of the Russian border city of Belgorod, killing at least 21 people, including several kids.
Images of Belgorod on social media showed burning cars and plumes of black smoke rising among damaged buildings as air raid sirens sounded. Firefighters fought to extinguish a car drowning in flames in the city center. Russian officials accused Kiev of carrying out the attack, which took place the day after an 18-hour aerial bombardment across Ukraine killed dozens of civilians. In a video statement, Russia's defense ministry spokesperson, Igor Korashenkov, vowed that Russia would retaliate. I'm Karen Chanas.
Earlier, Russian officials had accused Ukraine of carrying out Saturday shelling one day after the Russian aerial bombardment across Ukraine killed at least 41 Ukraine civilians. Also, at townhall.com, at the UN Security Council, Gilad Erdan, the permanent representative to the UN for Israel, says the United Nations should be focusing on violations committed on for Palestinian terrorists.
Just yesterday morning, rockets were fired from Lebanon at population centers in Haifa and Akko in northern Israel. 2 days ago, rockets were fired at the northern Israeli city of Kiryat Shmona. And 3 days ago, Hezbollah fired guided anti-tank missiles at St. Mary's Church in the Western Galilee, injuring 11 people.
In the meantime, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu continues to say the war on Hamas in Gaza will continue for many more months. He was pushing back Saturday against persistent international calls for a, quote, ceasefire. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
A dramatic rescue on an icy Minnesota lake.
More than 100 people were fishing there when the ice they were on broke away from the shoreline, drifting out into Upper Red Lake, a couple of hundred miles northwest of Minneapolis. It took more than 2 hours, but crews were able to rescue all 122 people from the ice floe without any injuries. Although some Good Samaritan bystanders did wind up in the frigid water for a time, but they were no worse for the wear. Rich Thomason reporting.
Coast Guard says that large cargo ship with an active fire in its hold is being kept 2 miles offshore in an Alaskan port, mainly as a precaution, while efforts are underway now to extinguish the flames. No injuries to the 19 crew members aboard the vessel, which was carrying a load of lithium-ion batteries from Vietnam to San Diego. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Crews in Jacksonville, Florida have removed a Confederate monument from a local park.
Mayor Donna Deegan ordered the removal of the Tribute to the Women of the Southern Confederacy monument, which has been in Springfield Park since 1915. She said the decision is not an attempt to erase history, but to show that people have learned from it. A proposal to remove the monument was introduced to the Jacksonville City Council in 2021, but the Republican-controlled board never moved on it. Earlier this month, city attorneys determined that city council approval was unnecessary because city funds were not being used for the work. John Scott reporting.
Baltimore police say officers shot a man and wounded him after he charged them with a machete. It all began when officers noticed a naked man just walking down the street. That man later charged the officers and was shot. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights with Turtle Bay's New Year's Eve event featuring over 1 million lights, live music by Hook, a virtual screen ball drop, glowing swings, and much more. Mosaic food and beverages available for purchase. This all-age special ticketed event is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. New Year's Eve at Redding Garden of Lights. Sunday, December 31st, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. All ages. Tickets at turtlebay.org.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy New Year, everybody. What are you planning for the new year ahead? Do you have some home improvement New Year's resolutions? Do you have some plans to update your kitchen, your bath, your basement, your attic, your garage, your yard, building a deck? Want to get that hot tub done once and for all so you can enjoy that? Hey, whatever's on your to-do list, we would love to help. Reach out to us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, well, winter has officially arrived, and can your home's water pipes stand up to those cold temperatures? We'll help you save lots of hassle and money with some tips to keep those pipes from freezing in just a bit.
And undecking the halls is never fun, but you might be making it tougher than it has to be. We're going to give you some hacks for taking down holiday decorations quickly and easily.
Plus, we'll have a solution for doors that stick. It's an annoying problem that really doesn't have to be. So we'll tell you how to make it go away once and for all.
All right, but first, finish celebrating this wonderful year and all the new things that you've got looking forward to in 2024. And when you are ready, make a list of all the things you want to do in your Money Pit this year, because we are standing by to help.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heidi in Oregon's dealing with a stinky shower. What's going on?
We have a two-story house. The one shower is in the basement downstairs. It's a daylight basement, but it's built back into the side hill. And what I've noticed is that after showering, you leave the bathroom and you come back in, and there is this sour towel smell. It's not a sewer smell or a septic smell, but it smells like a towel that has been left damp somewhere and has just been left to kind of mold or do whatever. But I've changed the towels, and I come back in the bathroom, and I've located the smell with my nose and gone right down to the drain, and it's coming out of the drain in the shower.
What this might be is something called biogas. And when the water drains and it takes with it the soap scum and everything else, you can get germs that are going to grow in that. And that biological material off-gasses and can make horrible smells. So,
well, you know, that's what we thought, too, because it's in both showers, upstairs and downstairs. And we only smell it, obviously, after someone has showered and it was wet. So we've taken the grates off. We've cleaned with a bottle brush. You know, I look with a flashlight down there, and those pipes are, they're spick and span clean all the way down to the pee trap.
Have you used any kind of an oxygenated bleach down those traps?
No, we don't do that because we're on a septic tank, and we don't want to kill all the good bacteria in the septic. And so I've been afraid to use anything. I've tried vinegar. I've used Lysol spray.
Well, not so much vinegar, yeah. Why don't you use borax?
Borax. Okay. And pour it down into the drain? Because, you know.
Well, no, what I want you to do is I want you to get a solution of hot soapy water with borax in it, and I want you to scrub the inside of that drain, all the different parts, you know, with a big thick bottle brush. Get as much of that trap cleaned as you can and see if that reduces it. And by the way, do you have ventilation in those bathrooms?
Yeah, there's windows. Uh-huh.
Do you have fans that you could leave on after bath fans?
Yes, and we always turn the fan on when we shower.
And keep it on when you're done?
Well, no, we usually shut it off when we're done.
So, yeah, that's another thing I would change, that behavior I would change. What I would do is I would replace the bath fan switch with one that's on a timer or a humidistat, so that after you are done showering and leave the bathroom, it stays on for another 15 or 20 minutes.
But we'll go ahead and try that then and see what happens.
All right, Heidi, thank you so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Good luck with that project.
Lane in Arkansas is looking to do some countertop updates with the cement countertop. How can we help you with that project?
I've been wanting to get granite countertops forever, and I can't really afford it being a single dad and paying the mortgage and everything. So I was looking at the concrete method. I watched some videos on YouTube and whatnot, and I really like how it looks because it looks a lot like the granite. And my question kind of were, is it pretty simple for a guy that knows not a lot about concrete, but, you know, a little about it? And the edging stuff that they sell on websites, do you need to buy that, or is there a way that you can do it with just normal like wood, or you could form it up yourself?
So, first of all, concrete countertops are beautiful, but they're a lot of work to build, as you've learned if you've watched all of those YouTube videos, which I commend you for doing. In terms of the edging, you certainly, having those tools certainly makes it a lot easier. But if you're crafty, you probably could make your own edging tools.
Okay.
To get an acceptable edge to that concrete surface. The good news is that the materials itself is fairly inexpensive. So if you really screw it up, you could break it up, throw it in the garden, and start again, you know.
Right.
But the key is really the prep and making sure that you've got the form built correctly and you're totally ready to go. You know exactly what you're going to do once you start to pour in that concrete, because you don't get a second chance.
Would you recommend a certain type of concrete?
You know, Quikrete makes a commercial grade countertop mix.
All right.
So I would just go buy that.
Okay.
You know, you can pick that up at a home center hardware store and just go for that.
Well, that sounds good. That's probably what I'll end up doing then.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Now we've got Linda in Pennsylvania on the line with an insulation question. Welcome, Linda.
We have a two-story house built in the late 1980s. In the winter, it's colder upstairs than downstairs, and especially in the summer, it's just really hot upstairs. We have a whole house fan, and I don't want to get rid of that. The one person that had come and talked to us about insulation said we should get rid of that. I don't know whether the fan has blown some of the insulation over that blocks the soffit vents, that we're not getting enough circulations. I guess I just don't really know what to do about adding more insulation.
All right, well, first of all, a 1980s house probably has a minimal amount of insulation. What you really want is 15 or 20 inches of insulation. Do you have decent space in the attic? Can you walk around up there?
No.
Okay, so how is it constructed? Is it made of trusses where it's hard to get around?
Yes, and it's not real high in the center. I mean, you can get around, but no, it's not very high up there.
I would have blown-in insulation installed because you can easily, you know, a professional can get that where it has to go. Professionals are also good at making sure that the baffles are in place, which keeps it out of the soffits. And then when it comes to the whole house fam, you should have a cover for that for the winter time, just to kind of seal it up a little bit, perhaps cover it with some sort of an insulation blanket, and then you could pull that off in the summertime. It will be a source of energy loss, so you have to kind of take that additional step. But I agree, it's a great thing to have. But I will say it must have good exit venting, though, too. You have big gable vents on the side walls of the house, because when you turn that fan on, you don't want to pressurize the attic. You want to make that air go out.
No, we have the ridge vent, and when they replaced the roof a couple years ago, they did put in, they said there is a slightly larger size ridge vent, and that's what they put in.
All right, well, then that's probably big enough to handle the exhaust venting. So that's what I would do. I would use blown-in insulation. Now, around the fan itself, what the installer will do is put sort of a wall around that made of sort of like a stiff cardboard or some type of material like that so that they can pile the insulation up higher against that opening and keep it away from the operation of the fan.
Okay.
It's done all the time, Linda, and it'll definitely make a big difference in how comfortable you feel in that house, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Just ahead, winter is here. Can your pipes survive the cold? Get easy, cheap ways to keep them from freezing when we return. Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QuickCrete.com.
Leslie, picture this. Sizzling grills, the aroma of delicious pizza, and the perfect setup for game day.
Aw, that sounds amazing.
Well, you can make that dream a reality when you enter the Money Pit's Tailgate Treasure Sweepstakes. We're giving away over $1,100 in prizes, including a Gosney Rockbox pizza oven, a Coleman Road Trip grill, and a Cash Basecamp System 2.0.
Enter daily now through December 31st for your shot at the ultimate tailgate gear. Just head to moneypit.com/sweepstakes and get in on the sizzling fun. Enter now and elevate your game day experience at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deitch has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your marble dream kit today at DaiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. On air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on this big New Year's weekend? Maybe you're just working on having a great time and celebrating all that you've accomplished for 2023. So let's get to thinking about 2024. But before you spend more time on your next home improvement project, spend time with the Money Pit podcast. You can catch new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your pods.
Greg from Iowa is on the line, is looking for some home maintenance tips. How can we help you?
Bought my new house, new construction, 8 years ago. And I'll be honest, kind of embarrassing, but I've really done zero home maintenance since, other than changing the air filters every once in a while. I've done zero home maintenance things.
Well, that's why you bought a new house.
Yeah, exactly.
But alas, it's time to take on a few projects, huh? What's going on in the house now?
No, well, there's nothing wrong. It was just more of general maintenance that needs to happen, and I just don't know what to do.
So general maintenance. So first of all, when it gets chilly like it is now, it's time for you to do some heating system maintenance. Now, what kind of fuel do you have? You have gas, natural gas?
Yes.
So it's important to have your heating system serviced. You've apparently not done that for 8 years. You're well overdue. The reason for that is even though when you turn the heat on, it comes on and provides heat to your house, it could be doing so inefficiently, or at worst, it could be doing so dangerously. So every fall, you need to have your heating system cleaned and serviced to make sure it's running properly. And then in the summer, you'll have your air conditioning system serviced for the same reasons, not so much the danger, but more importantly, the efficiency. So those are two things you should be doing right now. And when your HVAC technician comes, he'll probably also take a look at the water heater, because sometimes the burners can get coated with rust because natural gas is very corrosive when it burns. So that's the kind of thing that you probably need to do right away. The other maintenance tasks are really going to depend on, kind of what's going on in the house. You know, if you've got a toilet that leaks or runs all the time, then you could need fill or flush valves. If you've got paint that's cracking or peeling, you could need paint. But the mechanical maintenance, I think, is most important because that's potentially dangerous. Does that make sense?
It does.
Now, are you seeing anything that you think needs attention?
No, nothing much. It's just been, I think we've had a pretty lucky 8 years, and there's been no crises at all. So
you better be knocking on a piece of wood right now.
Right. It's time to get it maintained, I suppose. Get some maintenance done for the HVAC, yes?
Yeah, and you know what's something you probably don't consider is your dryer vent? You know, the exhaust duct behind your dryer that exits the outside of your house? A lot of people don't think to clean that because lint does go out there and then get to the outside, and it can get stuck and it can get caught, and you should be cleaning that at least once a year, probably twice a year.
So I have to pull out the dryer to do that?
Yeah, so you pull the dryer away from the wall. There's a product called, it's a Gardas Lint Eater is one of the ones that we've used, Tom and I, and you actually put it through the exit vent on the exterior of the house, and you sort of twist it through with like a drill driver motor, but you have to be very careful, and there's a certain direction you have to put it in. But it goes through, and the amount of stuff that comes out, I mean, it's, you've never seen so much junk.
Well, indeed. Well, thanks a lot for the tips. Anything else that comes up? Anything else you can think of that is, or are those the biggies?
Oh, there's so much to be done. You know, I think you just need to be aware, but take care of those mechanical things, because that's where you can get yourself in trouble, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, for anyone who's ever dealt with this problem, they can tell you this. Frozen pipes are a very expensive headache. Good news is there are a few things you can do to keep them from freezing in the first place.
That's right. On very cold nights, you can open the doors to any undersink cabinets that are along the outside walls, which is most likely in your kitchen under your sink cabinet. That's going to let the warm air from the heated room in and prevent it from becoming a freezer leading to those frozen water lines.
Next, you want to bundle up pipes just like you do with a winter coat. Wrap insulation around the pipes in unheated crawl spaces, attics, and basements. Now, you can use those foam tubes, super handy because they're slit down the side. You can also find fiberglass tubes or fiberglass pipe wrap to do the same thing.
And in your crawl space and your basement, those drafts can freeze uninsulated pipes in a matter of a few hours. So find those drafts and then consider using expanding foam sealant to seal them off.
And finally, keep your heat above 55 degrees all winter long, please, 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 because shutting off or lowering unused heating zones can cause water and heating lines to freeze in walls and ceilings. And by the way, one more thing I just thought of, let's talk about heat tape. You know, it seems like a good idea, right, to have this long strip that people wrap around pipes and plug in. It's not meant to be a permanent appliance, people. You can plug it in and thaw out a pipe. Don't wrap it back on top of itself. Just wrap it against the pipe, sort of parallel to the pipe. Attach it that way. Don't go on top of it because if you crisscross it, it gets super hot, and that's not safe. But you can use it to thaw out the pipe. Just don't use it all the time. I used to find that all the time, Leslie, when I was in a crawl space. I'd find heat tape that was permanently installed, and I can't tell you how many times it was frayed and cracked and broken and super dangerous. Just a fire waiting to happen.
Jeannie in Ohio's on the line with a crud question. What is going on at your money pit?
My friend, I'm afraid that it seems like her apartment may be making her sick.
Well, what are you seeing?
She has central air. She has COPD 2 weeks after they change a filter, if they get around to it. They're dirty again, and she's been, like, vacuuming them off and wiping around them with bleach water and stuff like that. And she said out of the vents also, there's like a brown something or the other that she doesn't know what it is, and I don't know. She doesn't know if it might be mold.
She has an apartment or she has a house? What kind of a place is it?
One-bedroom apartment. She lives with her son. She's in her late 50s, and he's in his early 30s.
Right, and it's a forced air heating and cooling system, so it's gas-fired or what?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously, the landlord needs to address this, and what I would tell you to do first would be to have somebody look at the duct system and really look at the apartment for sources of mold. The problem is that landlords aren't motivated to find mold because that means they got to fix it up, but a good mold inspector could detect it. It's hard to figure out what's coming out of these ducts, and certainly the filter needs to be changed on a regular basis. And if you have a better quality filter, this filter comes with a wide range of qualities, but if you have a good quality filter, that's going to do a pretty good job of trapping most of this. But you shouldn't be seeing a constant source of substance coming out of those ducts unless, you know, they're dirty and need to be cleaned. So that's kind of one thing that comes to mind. You say that the house might be making her sick. Does she get better when she leaves the place, or does she just not leave it? Is she there all the time?
It seems, well, she's been in the hospital a couple times with bronchitis and other kinds of stuff that are breathing. I think I told you she has COPD.
Well, obviously there could be a lot of things that are causing her distress, but I think eliminating the apartment as one of them would at least make her feel better. I would have it inspected thoroughly by perhaps a home inspector or a mold professional to look for signs of it, because there are a lot of different places in a house where air quality can be impacted. You know, carpets can hide dust mites and allergens, and, you know, different types of molds can form under appliances. There's just a lot of places. And so if you really suspect that there could be something of the mold nature going on there, I would have it inspected by a pro and figure out, you know, what's there.
Yeah, she talked about like an air purifier, but I said if your system is dirty, I'm afraid it would fight each other.
Yeah, listen, you don't want to go that way. You don't want to add more filtration to this. I want you to inspect and determine if there's a problem that exists. Then you can talk about the best way to clean it. So don't, you know, keep throwing money out of this. Get the information. Figure out what's going on or maybe not going on, and then you can put your mind to rest. Yes, having a good quality filter in your HVAC system is important. There's a website, by the way, called filtereasy.com. that I like, because you can sign up for a subscription service for filters. They end up being less expensive than they are in the store, and you just sign up once, and then they'll send you a new filter, like on whatever frequency you need, probably every about 3 months. And when it shows up, you just pop it in, so it'll always be clean. You mentioned that she was always vacuuming. You know, if you don't have a HEPA vacuum, one that is a high efficiency vacuum, you could be redistributing that dust to the air. So there's just a lot of ways that the air could be contaminated, and you really need to look at this holistically, not just at one duct at a time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the filter
filterwhat.com?
FilterEasy.com, FilterEasy.com. Yeah, check it out. It's a great way to make sure your filters are always replaced when they should be.
Thank you so much.
Good luck, Jeannie. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Happy New Year, everybody. As the holidays come toward an end, undecking the halls doesn't have to be a headache. We're going to share steps to save time and trouble when you roll out the decorations again next year. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salutes to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
On air and online at moneypit.com. Hey, if you've got a project on your to-do list, you can move that right over to the Leslie and Tom to-do list when you reach out to us with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT or simply post them at moneypit.com/podcast.
Jeffrey in Louisiana is on the line. What can we do for you?
Being I live in Louisiana, you know, a lot of moisture content in the air.
We've heard that.
Yeah. And after saying that, in the west side of my house, inside, I've noticed that my tape and float, along with my sheetrock, is just basically coming off the walls. I've had moisture content test done on my sheetrock, and there is none. It's only on one side of my house, and I can't figure out why. I'm a construction worker. I have been for 35 years. And I can't figure out why my sheetrock is curling on.
So did you say paint was coming off the sheetrock?
What's happening is when the tape and float comes off, it brings the paint with it, of course.
Oh, okay. All right. So the tape is separating. Oh, yeah. Well, geez, I wonder if the guys that did that tape work just did a bad job or used some bad spackle or something like that. That shouldn't be happening.
Well, maybe that's so. You know, I thought that too. But once I got it all, you know, remodeled and everything, it did it again. Just on that side of the house. I even deemed it one time as being settling in the house. And I even had some of my guys come out and measure and only settled an inch in within the last 2 years. So that can't be the problem.
Let's assume that there's something wrong with that with the adhesion issue there. And one thought that I might have, especially since the old wall's in such bad shape, why don't you do this? How much work would it be for you to skin those walls with a second layer of drywall, but not half inch? I would use quarter inch drywall, so very thin drywall. And you can overlap the joints. I would glue it and screw it to the walls. So now you have a clean, brand new, fresh set of drywall upon which you can tape the seams properly, prime it, and paint it. And that surely would be a one-time fix that wouldn't have to be repeated.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit, 888-666-3974. Well, for all the preparation and the buildup, holidays definitely fly by fast, and feeling like you just hung them up yesterday can make undecorating even a lot less fun.
Yeah, but undecking the halls doesn't have to be a headache. You can take steps now that'll save time and trouble when you roll out the decorations again next year.
Now, first up, you want to assess what you have and pick up replacements. Decorating next year will be extra fun when you open those boxes of brand new knickknacks and lights and ornaments. And buying during post-holiday sales means you're going to stock up for a lot less.
Yeah, and don't pack anything away before you examine it first for any damage. You know, these days LED string lights aren't really repairable, so count up how many you need and then buy them again, but this time at a significant post-holiday discount.
I used to buy lights for a 75-foot-long picket fence that was for a house of my elderly neighbor. Only loved decorating for her every year. And after buying more strings each year, I got smart. I started taping the old receipts to the reel that the lights came on. So I knew exactly where it was, and if I wanted to make a warranty claim, it was right there. Now, the lights have a 3-year warranty, and I'm pretty sure I am one of the very few who took this seriously enough to keep those receipts and track and return broken or half-lit light strings for a full 3 years after purchase. I think they got tired of seeing me there. I'm like, well,
amazing.
If your lights would last as long as the warranty did, then I wouldn't have to keep coming back in. But I did, and that was the secret there. So make sure you keep those receipts.
All right, words for the wise. Now, to store those holiday lights, you can cut cardboard into 12-by-9-inch pieces and then wrap the string lights around them. Your lights are going to stay tidy, and they're going to be easier to work with next year. For holiday decorations, you can store them in clear plastic bins so you can spot what's inside. And specialized storage cases and bags for artificial wreaths and faux greenery help protect those decorations for years of use.
You know what I did for artificial tree? I bought a bag just for that. It's like the largest bag I've ever seen in my life. But it's nice because when I pop it out every Christmas now, it's really easy to set up. So storing it right definitely makes the whole decorating process a lot easier next year.
Paula in Ohio is on the line. Paula, what can we do for you today?
Me and my husband have an older house. It was built like in 1950. And the woodwork through the whole house, it's all interconnected, the door frames, everything. And we want to sell the house, so we're trying to find what would be the best and the cheapest solution to fixing that woodwork without having to replace it all.
So what's going on with the woodwork? Is it just worn? Is it just heavily painted? I mean, what exactly is your problem with your woodwork?
Yeah, it's worn. It's like, I think somebody that lived there before us had a dog, so some of it's been chewed on. And it's like, we would replace. You can't replace parts of it because you can't get the stain to match, and we don't really know what to do to make it look better to get it ready to sell.
So is this molding kind of like fancy molding in terms of if you were to fill in some of the grooves and the digs in it, could you paint it and have it look halfway decent, or do you think you have to replace it?
I think some of it we'd have to replace it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think that's kind of what you're up against. If it's painted now, you're going to probably want to replace it with a paint-grade molding. And I think if the areas that are really damaged, you mentioned dog damage, I mean, if it's chewed on, then you may just want to pull that piece off and replace it. But, I mean, a coat of paint can do wonders with something like that. I don't know if there's a way to kind of decorate around it, and it would be an awful lot of work to replace all that trim. Certainly a possibility, but it's a big job to pull all that trim off and replace it. So I think all you can really hope to do at this point is to clean it up, prime it, because that will give you a better paint finish, and then just put a top coat of paint on it and kind of call it a day. Leslie, do you have any other suggestions, or do you think that's about it?
No, I really think, you know, priming and painting it really is the best solution, because once you get into replacing all of the trim work, I mean, first of all, it's a tremendous expense, and it's a lot of work, and you end up cutting and mitering, and it can be more complicated, whereas paint is a simple fix for now. At least you can start there and see if it's something that you like and can, you know, live with and work with decor-wise, and if not, then you can at least explore the future options.
Okay. Great.
That help you out?
That helps me out a lot.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Happy New Year, everybody. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Just ahead, a door that sticks can be pretty annoying. The fix doesn't have to be. We're going to tell you how after this.
You live in a money pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAPS aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, here's a new item for your to-do list of 2024. Join the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday because you're going to get new episodes those days. It's available at moneypit.com/podcast and on your favorite pod platforms.
All right, we've got Lita on the line with a question about moisture. What can we do for you today?
I have a conventional foundation, a house built in 1970, solid hardwood floors. And rain was collecting, pooling under the house. I think I've got that stopped. But I'm wondering, before I got it stopped, there was this, like, powdery gray, like a mold or mildew, not very wide, real narrow. And I'm wondering where that, what that is and how to stop that if it comes back.
Well, that's just a mineral salt deposit. They call that, like, efflorescence. And that's generally when the water gets into the wall and then dries out, you're left with just the mineral laying on your wall. And that gives it sort of like a cloudy, grayish, you know, look to it. And it's actually easy to get rid of, especially if the water situation has fixed itself. What you would do is you take a little bit of white vinegar and water, and you can mix it in a spray bottle, and you put it right on that, and it wipes right away.
Okay.
Well, good luck with that project. I hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you've got a sticking door, it can go one of two ways. You can either put up with it, letting that little annoyance build up over time, or you can resolve to fix it once and for all. We're kind of advocates of that second approach, so here's what you need to know.
Yeah, definitely. So first, it helps to understand why doors actually stick. Now, most doors are made of wood, so the best way to understand the sticking door problem is to think of it as a sponge. When the sponge is dry, it's small, it's compact, and it's hard. But when it gets moist, it swells up to its full size and becomes a bit softer. And that's exactly what's going on with your door. As it swells and then dries out, the extreme temperature can cause it to stick. In fact, I know people where one spot sticks in the winter and the other spot sticks in the summer.
Now, to fix a sticking door, your first task is to find out exactly where that stick begins, and you can discover this by kind of slowly opening and closing the door, kind of make a note of where that door is in relation to the frame and when it starts to stick. If you want a visual guide, you can use a piece of chalk to color the door where it seems to be sticking, and then by opening and closing that door a couple of times, that chalk mark is going to transfer to the exact point where that sticking door touches its jamb, and then you can easily wipe that off without a trace.
Now, to fix a sticking door, there's really two methods, which I will call easy and not so easy. First, you'll want to tighten the hinges, and if the door opens on the right and sticks towards the top, the most likely culprit will be the opposite hinge on the left. If you tighten that hinge or replace just one or two of its screws with ones that are long enough to go through the jamb and into the framing, what happens is that actually sort of pulls the door over just enough to free up the sticking situation. Now, the other option is to sand down the door where it's sticking. You need to take a rough piece of sandpaper and rub it firmly against that section of the door that's been sticking. Then you got to repeat the process until the door no longer sticks in the frame. But try not to overdo it, because once the door fits well, you're going to use progressively finer sandpaper to smooth the rougher edges and prepare to repaint. Once you do that, you should be good to go with a stick-free door.
Ron in Virginia's on the line with a window question. How can we help you today?
Yes, I just moved to Virginia from Florida, and I bought a house that has single-pane, double-hung windows with aluminum storm windows on the outside. And I was wondering if that's going to be efficient for the mild winters we get here, or should I look into insulated windows?
Well, you know, generally when you're talking about a single-pane window, if it was truly on its own, we'd say it's not that efficient. But because you have a storm window, that automatically makes it that much more efficient. And a storm window is fairly easy to replace. I mean, you can get a new storm window that has a different type of coating on it that could improve its efficiency, because what you're doing is you're essentially creating that space of air between the storm window and the main window, and that's allowing, you know, the cold air to stop before it gets into your home. So especially if you're able to upgrade just the storm window itself, you'll really be able to create quite an efficient, you know, window within your home and do well for the winter months.
Okay, that's great. The windows, the storm windows do look the original and rather lightweight in structure. I do like the wood windows that the house has, so I will look into that. Thank you.
Great. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Heading over to Illinois, Sandy's on the line with a question about some concrete steps. What are you working on?
My father has a house that was built in 1950 or so, and the front steps are brick, and they are starting to separate, like the grout that's between the bricks. So it's starting to kind of deteriorate and crumble. And I have questions about if there's anything that can be done to repair that without redoing the whole thing.
Yeah, you don't have to replace that whole thing. This is a typical way that that brick is going to wear. What you need to do is repoint the concrete. That means that you have a mason come in and scrape away all that loose mortar and replace it with new mortar. We often have to do this to bricks and block work both outside the house, like you've described, but also inside the house. If you have an old foundation that's got brick or blocks, the mortar will just get soft and deteriorate, both from age and from, in the case of a sidewalk area, just a lot of water and weather on it over the years. So a very typical project, not a big deal. You should be able to restore that completely.
This is the Money Pit. Have you needed to return a gift only to find the navigating the nitty-gritty of the long lines, return rules, and store policies that change from store to store is a giant hassle? Well, we've got tips to make that return process stress-free next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens. The Casa 1910. Get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute
to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Com for details.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, before you spend more time on your next home improvement project, why don't you spend some time with the Money Pit podcast? You can catch new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your pods. Ashley in Illinois wrote in saying, I'm excited about my new high-efficiency washing machine, but not about the part in the manual that says I might need to reinforce the floor beneath it. What's this all about?
Well, when you do a high-efficiency washing machine, it does create quite a racket if it's not level. And I think that's what they're getting to here, Ashley. When you put that machine in, it is really, really, really important that you level it properly. Most floors can handle that, but there is one other thing that you can do that will take some of that stress out of the machine. If you happen to maybe throw a quilt in or you got some shoes in there or something that's odd that sometimes can knock it out of level, and that is you can put what's called anti-vibration blocks underneath the feet of the washing machine. Now, I've done this now for the last two laundry rooms I worked on, which were both upstairs laundry rooms. I put these anti-vibration blocks underneath the washing machine, and I got to tell you, it makes a big difference because it sort of takes, it's like a shock absorber for the machine. Even though it's level, it doesn't make as much noise, especially if you're like downstairs and listening to the whole floor rattle. It's not that bad, really, once you have this in place. So put the anti-vibration blocks down, and I think it will make a big difference in terms of the sturdiness of that machine. And I wouldn't worry too much about reinforcing the floor. You got to have a pretty weak floor for that to be necessary.
Now we've got one from Brian who says we have a very small bathroom that has no character at all. How do we give that room a decorative makeover that it desperately needs?
So I'm thinking, Leslie, improved lighting, additional storage, maybe some new faucets, and then maybe some wainscoting. It's a pretty easy bathroom makeover. You can just add that halfway up the wall. And by doing a few little things like that, I think it definitely will give it a step up.
Yeah, and also remember paint and peel and stick wallpaper. Those make huge changes.
Well, if you've received a gift that you need to return, navigating the nitty-gritty of long lines and return rules and store policies that change from store to store can pretty much be a big hassle. Well, Leslie's got some tips to make the return process go a lot smoother in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, you're going to get a gift that you maybe didn't like, and, you know, it's totally understandable, but definitely returning those gifts can be a huge pain in the butt. So here's some rules, guys. Tip number one, don't dawdle. Time's ticking, and those return lines can be longer than Santa's naughty list, so hustle on over to the store before everybody else catches on. And don't forget your gift receipt. It's that VIP pass to return paradise. Without it, you're going to end up stuck with a funky sweater or a blender that's just not your vibe. Next up, know the store policy. They're like the rules of a board game, and every store has got their own set of rules. Some have time limits, some won't take opened items. It's like return roulette out there, but you gotta try, so definitely give it a go. Also, keep it chill, folks. Sure, that thoughtful gift might have missed the mark, but being cool to the store staff can make or break your return game. They're just doing their job, so be kind. You know, it definitely pays to be nice. Now, here's a pro move. Consider an exchange. That candle that smells like your grandma's attic? Well, you can swap it for something that screams you. It's like kind of hitting the holiday jackpot on round two. And last but not least, keep those eyes peeled for special holiday return windows. Some stores are going to extend their return policies during the festive season. That gives you extra time to make those exchanges, so definitely keep an eye out for that. And if all else fails, you know, put it on the gifting shelf for when somebody's birthday or next year rolls around.
Yeah, re-gifting is totally okay. We're both. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program in 2024, nothing says upscale kitchen more than a pro-style range. But can your home handle one of these brawny beauties? We'll tell you what you need to know about adding a commercial range to your kitchen on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. In Ukraine, shelling of a Russian border city has killed 21 people, including several children. That action comes less than a day after Russia sent bombs into Ukraine, killing more than 40 civilians. China has appointed a new defense minister after months of uncertainty.
Indications of a possible crackdown within China's People's Liberation Army emerged last August when the then Chinese defense minister, Li Shangfu, disappeared from public view. In October, he was abruptly removed from his role without explanation and only replaced in post on Friday. Now, four generals from the Army's Strategic Missile Force have been ejected from the country's parliament. No reason has been given, though expulsion from the Congress strips members of their immunity from prosecution.
That is BBC correspondent Celia Hatton. Also at townhall.com, a judge blocking a GOP-written law in Iowa.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked an Iowa law banning some sexually oriented books from school libraries and forbidding teachers from discussing LGBTQ issues. The law, which the Republican-led legislature and GOP Governor Kim Reynolds approved early in 2023, bans books depicting sex acts from school libraries and classrooms and forbids teachers from raising gender identity and sexual orientation issues with students through the sixth grade. Governor Kim Reynolds said in a statement that she was extremely disappointed by the ruling. Keith Peters reporting.
A New York police sergeant believed to have fatally shot his wife and two sons before taking his own life in their suburban home. Police discovered the bodies of Watson Morgan, Ornelia Morgan, and two boys ages 10 and 12. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the three-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel-better or your money-back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Eurostar canceling trains due to flooding, stranding hundreds of travelers in both Paris and London. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports it has been a major problem for passengers, including a large family from America.
In the Gare du Nord train station in Paris, passengers stare up at a screen by the Eurostar platform in hope of more news after dozens of trains were cancelled to and from London. Engineers working on the tunnels said water levels were reducing. The volume of water in the tunnel was unprecedented, they said. Stranded passenger Chris Dillashaw from San Antonio, Texas, told the AP,
"Our entire family is here. There's 12, 14 of us. And we were celebrating Christmas in Paris and then headed to London for our New Year's Eve plans."
The UK has been battered by strong gusty winds and heavy rain brought by Storm Gerrit throughout the festive period. Karen Chamas, London.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. New Mexico lawmakers want some public comment.
The state congressional delegation wants the public to have more time to comment on a proposed transmission line that would bring more electricity to one of the nation's top nuclear weapons laboratories. The project comes as Los Alamos National Laboratory looks to power ongoing operations and future missions that include manufacturing key components for the U.S. nuclear arsenal. Native American tribes and environmentalists already have voiced opposition. The line would cross national forest land in an area known as the Caja del Rio and spanning the Rio Grande at White Rock Canyon. John Scott reported.
Starting Monday, a new year, and that means new laws in several states. In Illinois, police no longer will be allowed to pull over motorists solely because of what they have hanging from the rearview mirror. And that means, yes, you can have air fresheners, parking placards, and, of course, fuzzy dice if you want to. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights with Turtle Bay's New Year's Eve event featuring over 1 million lights, live music by Hook, a virtual screen ball drop, glowing swings, and much more. Mosaic food and beverages available for purchase. This all-age special ticketed event is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. New Year's Eve at Redding Garden of Lights. Sunday, December 31st, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. All ages. Tickets at turtlebay.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
From the Fox News Radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook, it's Brian Kilmeade.
I am required by law, it's an authority delegated to me explicitly by the Maine legislature, to hold what's called a Section 336 challenge hearing. Both parties come, they present their evidence, they file briefs. I review only that evidence in the context of the laws, the facts presented, and the Constitution, and then I must make a determination. I'm duty bound. I came to the conclusion that I could not, unfortunately or fortunately, wait for the United States Supreme Court to make a decision. The Maine law required me to issue that decision, which I did today.
Yeah, that is Sheena Bellows, as she is the Maine Secretary of State.
explaining her decision to remove Donald Trump from Maine's ballot. We're going to get into that coming up a little bit later. Here on the Brian Kilmeade Show, my name is Joe Kelly, and I'll be filling in for Brian for today here in Orlando, Florida, out of Brian's flagship station here in Orlando. That's WDBO, where I host the Joe Kelly Show weekday afternoons from 5 till 7 p.m. And it is, I will tell you that it's 51 degrees right now in Orlando. And I can tell you officially that is freezing. It is freezing right now in Orlando. I'll pause to let you laugh at us Floridians that cannot tolerate 51 degree temperatures. It is so cold outside right now. This is when we get all the ski parkas out and bundle up as much as we can. You'll even see people wearing socks with their flip-flops this time of year because it's so chilly outside, and it's not going to get a whole lot warmer today. All right, something else that is special and unique to Orlando, Florida, here in the Florida Freedom Zone, is our role in space exploration. Just 50 miles due east of where I'm sitting right now, I'm just north of downtown Orlando. 50 miles due east of here is the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. Joining me live now to talk about space exploration and the year behind and the year ahead of us is Robert Long. He is the president and chief executive officer of Space Florida. Rob, I'm so glad you're joining us here on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Welcome.
Thanks, Joe. It's great to be here today.
And let's talk about just even as recently as last night. Last night, we had two incredibly successful launches that were virtually back-to-back.
Yeah, absolutely. Last night was just a real indicative moment of the pace of launches over the last year and then what we see into the future. So I think, you know, when you launch two times in less than 3 hours, that really speaks to the capability that we have here on the Space Coast.
And there were diverse launch efforts. They were not launching for the same reason. Both of them were SpaceX launches, but one was for the United States military, a top secret launch, and the other was more of the Starlink Internet satellites.
Yes, that's correct. And like I said, that's exactly why we're so excited about the year ahead here on the Space Coast. And really in the industry at large, just because of the amount of progress that we're seeing and the acceleration in our tempo for our launches.
And Rob, for our listeners who aren't here in Central Florida, I should remind everybody that when the United States retired the Space Shuttle program back in 2011, that was a depressing time for the Space Coast. That was a time in which a lot of people packed up and left, and a lot of businesses that weren't even directly tied to space travel had shuttered, and, you know, some restaurants and some others. And people thought, well, that's it for the U.S. space race. That's it for U.S. space exploration. But now, all these years later, it seems that privatizing space flight really is making us so much more robust as a nation when it comes to space exploration.
Yeah, you're exactly correct. I think the decisions made in that same time frame when the space shuttle was sunsetting and the focus on encouraging private industry and commercialization, I think were incredibly important to putting us to where we are today as world leaders, both nationally and, of course, here in Florida. And I think you'll see that coming even faster down the pipe in the coming year and in the coming 5 to 10 years. I think we're just going to continue to see more and more investment in the commercial space industry.
Now, out there at the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station and the Kennedy Space Center, I mean, you've got new buildings that are going up regularly out there with new companies, not just SpaceX, not just United Launch Alliance, but you've got a number of other newcomers into the industry that are building and preparing for launches as well.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Blue Origin would be one that I like to point to. They've invested heavily in their manufacturing facility on Merritt Island, right outside the Space Center. And there are others like Airbus OneWeb and many others that are interested. And, you know, our role in Space Florida is to help those companies come to Florida to grow in Florida as a partnership. And I think when you see that, the amount of interest that we are seeing from the commercial space industry here, not only in the Space Coast, but really across the state, I think it does speak to your point exactly, that the diversity of interest is really astonishing.
Now, we don't really have a space race with other nations like we did back during the Cold War, even though, you know, we are, in a sense, in competition with some of them. But we kind of have our own space race here inside the United States because we have launches out in Vandenberg in California. We've got launches out at the Spaceport, Texas. I mean, whenever you see a launch that takes place somewhere other than Cape Canaveral Space Force Station or the Kennedy Space Center, do you get agitated? You're like, oh, we should have had that launch, man.
No, not at all, because really, you know, from a national perspective, right, we want to have a robust spaceport network. But and oftentimes, many of the launches may need a specific location to launch from. So we're largely complementary. There's no doubt that Florida is the nation's leader in terms of numbers of launches. But when I put my USA hat on, you know, it's great to see us, the United States, being really the global leader in terms of launching in space in general.
And as we see that massive SpaceX rocket out in Spaceport, Texas, in Boca Chica, Texas, that they're still in a very testing phase for that particular rocket. And the last thing we want is a giant rocket of that size blowing up anywhere near Cape Canaveral.
Well, the good news about the way we do launch is safety is the number one job. And our spaceports, especially at Cape Canaveral, are designed to support those types of tests so that if it was something like that was to happen, it would be completely controlled and in a controlled manner. And so that doesn't bother me so much because the teams that are out there doing that work are experts at what they do, just like they are at Boca Chica. And so that it really helps us be innovative and go faster in the long run.
We're talking to Robert Long. He's the president and chief executive officer of Space Florida. He's the head honcho that keeps in mind all of Florida's space interests, though it does look like the Space Command is not going to be coming to Florida. The U.S. Space Force Command is not going to be here in Florida.
Well, we are going to see the preliminary decision for the U.S. Space Force's Space Training and Readiness Command was designated as a preferred location of Patrick Space Force Base. So we will work with them when they go through their process to locate that headquarters here in Florida.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, Patrick Air Force Base is just adjacent to Cape Canaveral.
Yes, that's correct, all under the Space Launch Delta 45 team.
And a lot of, I'm sure, people outside of Central Florida don't realize all that has to go into coordinating these launches, because in addition to having rocket launches here at Cape Canaveral, we also have Port Canaveral, which has a lot of ships coming and going, including cruise ships. And whenever there's a launch, you got to make sure that downrange there aren't cruise ships in the way.
Yes, absolutely. Safety, as I mentioned earlier, is really a key factor in launching in general. But I think also having the port here speaks to the larger point about space as a mode of transportation and the state's designation as space being a mode of transportation. And really, you know, when you look at it holistically, Cape Canaveral and the area, including the port, becomes what we are terming a quintamodal port. So we have a fifth mode of transportation in space that is complemented by the port and the maritime recovery that happens and is enabled by the port itself.
And I'll tell you, as a tourist, whether you're a local or you're coming in from out of state or out of the country, it is not uncommon after launches to see a barge pulling in that's carrying one of the booster rockets that had landed, you know, the day before or 2 days before. Though we did have a bit of a mishap with one of those booster rockets just a couple of days ago.
Yes, it just speaks to the challenges in launching and the entire process. But the great news about all of that is the tempo won't stop, and companies like SpaceX and others will continue to launch, and they'll keep moving forward.
SpaceX was able to successfully land the booster on the barge, but as the barge was transiting back to Port Canaveral, heavy seas and heavy winds tipped the booster over, thus destroying it. It was one of the most used boosters in their inventory, and they're going to see if they can salvage the engines from it and learn from that. But they from every failure, there's a learning opportunity.
That's exactly right, I think. And that's what SpaceX and others have demonstrated, that you know, the innovation is hard, but at the same time, the ability to reuse those boosters has been a game changer for the country at large and our position as a global leader. So I know they'll take good lessons from that, and they'll continue to keep pace.
Rob, look ahead to the year 2024. What are some of the big things, the big launches, the big missions that we have on the horizon in the year ahead?
Yeah, I think 2024 is going to be pretty exciting. You know, we have a bunch of new launches that should be are on the schedule now, and hopefully they'll make their schedule. The United Launch Alliance is planning to launch their Vulcan. Blue Origin is planning their New Glenn launch for this year. We're likely to see another Artemis launch, this time out to the moon. Boeing's Commercial Crew would be another one which definitely look forward to. And then, of course, just maintaining, you know, the pace where we might hit close to 100 launches off the Space Coast this year.
And for those who have an interest in space tourism, they want to come here and learn more about the space industry. I got to tell you, you know, we here in the Orlando area are most known for our Disney and Universal theme parks. But the Kennedy Space Center Visitors Complex is really an amazing museum, if you will, very interactive museum of the United States' role in space exploration.
It absolutely is. As a bona fide space geek myself, I enjoy going over there and just partaking in that history and just seeing the progress from the early days of what was happening at Kennedy Space Center to, you know, being able to see Space Shuttle Atlantis on display and everything that's going on in the future. And, of course, maybe if you're lucky, getting to see a launch.
Yeah, right. You can, for some of the launches, not for all of them, but for some of the launches, you can buy seats in some of the closer up seating areas to be able to see them. And again, it's not every launch, but for a lot of the launches, you can get those tickets. And then for the rest of us, again, you know, last night especially, the sky was so clear last night that most of us in the Orlando area, just standing in our backyards looking east, can see the launch. In fact, I have a friend that was in Tampa last night. Tampa's 128 miles to the west of Cape Canaveral, and they saw the launch from Tampa last night. And it is just not an uncommon experience for those of us living here in Central Florida to look up and see suddenly a bright light in the sky, and we think to ourselves, "Oh, there must be a launch today. There's a launch, right?" Because the tempo is so quick these days that sometimes it's hard to keep track of how often there are launches.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I saw a headline about a month ago that was noting that there was 11-day drought in launches. And, you know, I've been doing this for 20-plus years. And if you had told me that we were worried about no launches for 11 days, I'd say we were in a pretty good place. But you're right. I hear I've seen dozens and dozens of launches throughout my career, and it doesn't ever get old. And I also think it's important to bring in families and especially the young generation and kids and really get them interested. It's a great way to show that off and get them interested in space and the aerospace industry in general.
Absolutely. So, Robert, I sure appreciate you talking to us and sharing that great information with us. And again, if anybody has questions, where would you direct them? What website would you go to?
You can go to any number, but you definitely go to spaceflorida.gov. We can direct them. Kennedy Space Center has an awesome website, as does the U.S. Space Force. Lots of great resources out there.
Yeah, a lot of great stuff happening on the Space Coast to just 50 miles east of Orlando. Robert Long is the President and Chief Executive Officer of Space Florida. It's going to be a busy and exciting year. Robert, congratulations to you and your team.
Thanks, Joe. Have a great new year.
You too. We'll continue here on the Brian Kilmeade Show. My name is Joe Kelly here in the Florida Freedom Zone in Orlando at 866-408-7669. You can check out more about Brian Kilmeade. Go to BrianKilmeadeShow.com. We'll continue straight ahead.
Hey, 2023 has been a busy year, and the discussions won't stop in 2024, from the presidential election, world conflicts, and what's happening in D.C. We'll cover it all with a little fun along the way on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Thousands of stores across the country are pulling brand-name cold and allergy products off the shelves. Why? Because an FDA advisory panel recently determined that a drug they contain, oral phenylephrine, is ineffective as a nasal decongestant.
Navage offers a drug-free solution that's fast and highly effective at relieving nasal congestion caused by colds and allergies. Navage uses suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril to help suck out allergens, mucus, and germs. Nasal irrigation works, and Navage makes it quick and easy. But more than anything, it helps you breathe better. Don't waste your time or money on products that are ineffective. Trust drug-free Navage for fast relief to help you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A man from Las Vegas who decided to help kids instead of playing poker makes today's Dean's List. Robert Crane is the founder of Bob's Bikes for Needy Kids, a nonprofit dedicated to renovating bicycles and providing them to underprivileged children for free. He's been doing this for 10 years now, and as Bob looks back, it's the hugs and smiles that keeps him going, so much so that 7 years ago he gave up going to casinos because that pastime left him feeling empty. His garage is full of bikes that will go to new homes this Christmas, putting in extra hours to make sure he gives as many kids as he can a refurbished bicycle under the tree. The idea came from his own family when his daughter didn't have the money to buy his grandson a bike. So he found a used one and rebuilt it. After that day, a light bulb went off in his head and he decided to do it for others. Robert Crane, thank you for being a good human and spreading those smiles like sunshine. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He was a boy from Oklahoma who captured the hearts of Yankee fans the world over from 1951 to 1968 and helped win 7 World Series titles. On March 1st, 1969, Mickey Mantle announced his retirement from baseball.
To think that the Yankees are retiring my number 7 with numbers 3, 4, and 5 tops off everything that I could ever wish for. I've often wondered how a man who knew he was going to die could stand here and say that he was the luckiest man in the world. But now I think I know how Lou Gehrig felt. It's been a great honor. I'll never forget it. God bless you all, and thank you very much.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. How to prevent flu and colds from spreading in your house. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel telling Fox News Digital, it's all about sticking to the basics. Wash your hands often and for at least 20 seconds each time, and make sure you're disinfecting surfaces. If you're sick at home, try to stay away from others or wear a good face mask if you have to be close. He notes flu has a 25% attack rate, meaning that for everyone who gets it, a quarter of people who are in close contact will also get it. Another doctor advising families to keep their house well ventilated if possible, and don't share food or drinks with infected people. One way to not spread the flu in your house is to take preventative measures. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends vaccines for everyone over 6 months old. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From his
mouth to your ears.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Well, hey, by the way, if you ever get a chance to see Brian in person, if he is going to be somewhere near you, near your city, with copies of his book, Teddy and Booker T, I highly encourage you to go and get a chance to meet with Brian, and especially if he's putting on, you know, one of his bigger shows. I have been involved with Brian's shows when he comes to Orlando and when he's done book signings in Orlando, and I will tell you that nobody ever walks away disappointed. Everybody gets a chance to meet Brian. Everybody gets a chance to take a picture with Brian. Everybody gets a chance to get their book signed by Brian, and Brian is as nice a guy in person as the guy you hear on the radio that you see on TV. I am under no obligation to say this, by the way. No one has even said, Joe, you know, you should say. No, no obligation at all. I just want to offer that when he, every time I hear him talking about events he has coming up, I think to myself, man, if people know what's good for them, they'll go. Because it really is a great opportunity to put a real life human to, you know, to connect someone that you listen to every day, someone that you watch every day, and to make an actual connection with him and to let him make a connection with you. Honestly, I don't know who gets more excited during those events, Brian or listeners such as yourselves who go to meet him. Brian thrives in that environment, and I know he loves meeting the listeners. And I'm telling you, I've been there and watched as listener after listener, viewer after viewer has come by, and every one of them walks away just absolutely thrilled after having had a chance to meet and chat with Brian Kilmeade. So take advantage of it. If he's coming to your community, make sure you get tickets. Make sure you get the book. Make sure you show up at the bookstores or wherever he is going to be so that you can get a chance to meet Brian. I promise you it's going to be well worth it. By the way, Orlando, where I am right now, is the number one U.S. travel destination for New Year's. I'm sure in part because of the theme parks, the gorgeous weather, except for today where it's sunny and 54 degrees. But also we got a bowl game. We just had a bowl game last night, and we've got a bowl game coming up on Monday. It's going to be Iowa versus Tennessee in the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl. My daughter goes to Tennessee, so I'll be very much interested in watching that game. We'll continue the Brian Kilmeade Show coming up in a moment as we get into the year in movies next.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Redding Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaws.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop,
in the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
That's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, I'm Joe Kelly at Talk Radio Joe is where you find me on social media, at Talk Radio Joe. Filling in for Brian Kilmeade today here on the Brian Kilmeade Show. BK is going to be back Tuesday of next week. Monday is New Year's Day. He'll be back on the radio on Tuesday. This week is famous for your favorite radio hosts all taking the time off this week, and which is why I'm here today. And I'm happy to be here, and I'm glad to have joining me Kevin McCarthy. Now, not that Kevin McCarthy, the better Kevin McCarthy, the Kevin McCarthy I'm excited about, and that is our entertainment reporter and movie critic. You'll find him at Kevin McCarthy TV. And Kevin, welcome. We're glad to have you back on the Brian Kilmeade Show with me, Joe Kelly.
Hey, Joe, it's awesome to be on, and happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. And, it's been a heck of a year for movies, so I'm looking forward to chatting with you today.
And, you know, I was intrigued as we get into Christmas. Typically on Christmas, you can expect some really good movies out for Christmas, and I looked at the list of movies out for Christmas and thought, nope, not that one, not that one, not that one. It has been real hit or miss this year, and I'm sure part of that still due to the strikes for the writers and the actors, and part of that is still maybe some lingering pandemic issues.
Yeah, I mean, like a lot of the films that came out this year. I mean, I think from the strike perspective, I mean, a lot of the actual releases of the movies that are coming out in 2023. I don't know if the strike actually affected too much of that. I mean, I know there was. The Dune 2 delay was an interesting one because people wondered if that was because of the strike. But with the strike, I think we're actually going to see more of an effect of the content in 2024, maybe early in the year where, you know, productions, as you mentioned, with the strike went on, you know, went on hold. So a lot of films that were possibly going to come out in 2024 at a certain date have, you know, some of them have been delayed to later in 2024. So I think it's weird. We're done with the strike, but I do believe we're going to feel the content of the strike probably somewhere in early 2024 when maybe there's a lull period of not a ton of content coming out. Luckily, so much was already in the can prior to the strike happening that things could still come out. I mean, we've had movies coming out, all over the year, even during the strike, films that were done. We just couldn't have the actors promoting them. And the pandemic part of it that you're talking about, that's probably more of a factor. Like with the Mission Impossible film that came out this year and a couple of films that, you know, had to stop production with the pandemic or the pandemic actually, you know, changed the production or in terms of like, you know, not being able to film in certain areas or have certain actors involved. So I think both are factors, but I think this year was probably more of a pandemic feeling in terms of the content. And then next year, I think we'll feel a little bit of the content lacking from the strike.
And I don't want to spend too much time on this, but you mentioned Dune 2. I am embarrassed to say that I just a few weeks ago discovered the first Dune. And yeah. I am obsessed with that movie. It is one of the best movies I have ever seen.
Yeah, Denis Villeneuve is one of those filmmakers who's just hasn't missed. I mean, he's one of our great filmmakers of our time. Prisoners and Sicario and Arrival and Blade Runner 2049, and then obviously Dune Part 1, and then Dune Part 2 will be coming out coming 2024. There is another Dune film from the 80s by David Lynch, which is not as critically received as Denis' film. But I thought Timothy Chalamet did an amazing job with the first part of the Dune story. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they do next.
I want to go over your top 10 list for the year, starting at number 10, The Creator. When I first saw the headline and saw that movie, I thought, oh, as a Christian, I can't wait to see The Creator. Then I realized it's not a Christian movie. And then once I got over that, I watched it and I loved it.
Yeah, it's a really powerful film. And for people out there listening right now who don't know what this film is, it's essentially a post-apocalyptic I compare it to Terminator 2 a little bit. So Terminator 2, for one of my favorite movies, it's probably my favorite movie of all time, the movie that changed my whole life. I saw it when I was 8 years old. But there's an aspect of that movie with Judgment Day, right, where the nuclear bombs go off, and then essentially we're living in an apocalyptic era with machines. So I always kind of thought of this movie as a spiritual sequel to T2 in a weird way, where we're now in the post-apocalyptic aspect of it. The bombs have gone off, and now we're dealing with machines and humans. But in this particular situation, it's AI, right? So it's very, it's this. The timeliness of it is wild because of the strike. Obviously, the movie came out during the strike, and the movie is about AI, and the strike had a lot to do with AI. And so the film was very prescient and very interesting in that way. But John David Washington does a great job, It's humans versus AI, and he encounters a young child who's apparently the most dangerous aspect of the AI in the world, and has to somehow protect or bring this AI in, obviously he gains a connection emotionally to the AI and doesn't necessarily want to destroy it like everybody else does. So it's a really fascinating story, and I thought Hans Zimmer's music was great, and they shot the movie on like a consumer camera. This is not a camera that's normally used for movie making. This is a camera that people can just generally buy and use freely. It's expensive, but not like a movie camera. And so it was very unique in how they did the visual effects and the way they shot this movie. It's really remarkable, and it looks like it's three times the budget of how they made it. It looks unbelievable. I loved it.
Number 9 on your list, and I think this will be controversial for some, but is the Indiana Jones in the Dial of Destiny?
Yeah, I mean, for me, this was the culmination of the emotions that I felt watching Raiders as a kid. Like, you know, the original three trilogy, the Spielberg classics, the Raiders and Temple of Doom, and Last Crusade, those are the films that, you know, that's like one of the greatest trilogies of all time, next to like Back to the Future, Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, things like that. But the fourth indie was not great, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
That was terrible.
And weirdly, it's Spielberg, and that was kind of a weird miss for him. And then James Mangold took over for the fifth one, who did Ford v. Ferrari and 310 to Yuma and Logan. And so basically, yeah, this movie kind of gave me what I wanted from an Indiana Jones finale, which was, not to spoil anything, I'll keep it vague, but the idea of Indy kind of coming face to face with the actual history that he's been studying for all of his career and the emotions in Harrison Ford's face and eyes in that third act is pretty spectacular.
I've been deliberately avoiding that movie, and based upon your recommendation, now I'm going to force myself to see it.
It's good. I mean, my only big problem with the film really is some of the de-aging stuff. Like when he talks, when he's de-aged, it doesn't look great. But when he's just standing there or moving around, it looks fantastic. I just think they needed to – it's not quite there yet. So to have a scene focused a lot on de-aging, it does take you out a little bit. But overall, I was incredibly impressed with that film and John Williams' score.
Another movie I've been avoiding is number 8 on your list, and that is Barbie.
Yeah. Yeah, Barbie is Greta Gerwig. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, for a film to make $1.4 billion, whatever the number was, I think it's the highest grossing film of the year, I believe, still past to Super Mario. For a film like that to come out and for the opening scene to be an entire homage to 2001 Space Odyssey, Stanley Kubrick.
Is that right?
That is incredible to me. And the idea of mass audiences just sitting in a theater watching a Barbie film, and a lot of younger kids might not even necessarily know that they're watching an homage to Stanley Kubrick's 2001. There's Dr. Strangelove references in this film. There's Shining references in this film. And this is
all
made
right,
by
fine, I'll see it.
I mean, it's made by a film fan. So what I like about Barbie is the subversion of it, like the concept of like this idea of what you think a Barbie film is and then what Greta ends up making. And it's really incredible filmmaking on a production level and scale. It's fantastic. But overall, yeah, if you're a film fan, the opening 4 minutes or whatever is literally the opening of 2001 just with Barbies. It's very cool how they did it. So I loved it.
We got to pick up the pace here a little bit. We're talking to Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter, movie critic. Number 7 on your list, Poor Things. I've not heard of that one.
Yeah, Yorgos Lanthimos. This is the guy who directed The Favorite. This is Emma Stone, Willem Dafoe, and Mark Ruffalo. It's excellent. Basically, imagine a Frankenstein-type story. I won't go into too many spoilers, but it's definitely not for kids. This is a very extremely R-rated, very, very wild movie. It's not on Saltburn's level, but it's definitely a very shocking and very wild film. But it has a beautiful curiosity and wonderment to it. That's my number 7. I highly recommend it. And Willem Dafoe is just outstanding. So is Emma Stone.
6 is Killers of the Flower Moon, which just seems really depressing to me.
Yeah, I mean, this is Scorsese. I mean, this is it's an important film, and I say important because there's a lot of elements of history that I feel weren't highlighted a lot throughout, just in general. I don't think people talk about certain aspects of history enough. And this was a story that I was not super familiar with. I was aware of the Osage, but I was not aware of the extremities and what exactly happened. And this is told through the perspective of DiCaprio's character, who essentially goes to work for his uncle, Robert De Niro's character, and falls in love with Lily Gladstone's character. And essentially, you know, oil is found and money becomes a factor. People start dying. The FBI, early FBI, investigated this particular story as well. And Jesse Plemons is fantastic in it. It's a really remarkable film, and Scorsese did an amazing job telling the story. I also understand everybody's perspectives. People wanted to see it told through certain different perspectives or different character perspectives, and I understand all of the comments surrounding the film. I just found it to be a powerful story that I was not aware of. It's a tragic story, and I'm hoping that movies like this will give these aspects of history more highlights so we can talk about them more and learn from the aspects of history that we need to. And I think cinema has a powerful way of rebringing that back and putting that in front of mass audiences and having us all discuss it. So, you know, props to Scorsese for telling the story, you know.
Number 5, The Killer.
Yeah, David Fincher. One of the most underrated films of the year. This is on Netflix. This is a David Fincher directed films like The Game, Seven, Fight Club, Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
This is one with Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, and Social Network and Zodiac. And, yeah, and so this is Fassbender. He plays a hitman who basically misses one of his shots, and then the person, that the client, gets upset about the miss, takes out that anger on somebody in Fassbender's personal life in the story, and then so he goes on. And you've seen this story before, but you haven't seen it done this way.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, and if you're a Nine Inch Nails fan, the composer of this movie is Trent Reznor. So Reznor's been composing with Fincher for a while now. He's fantastic. Him and Atticus Ross.
The score was great. Yeah, I enjoyed that film very much. Number four, Maestro. This is not for everyone.
No, I mean, this is a phenomenal film. I love this movie so much. Bradley Cooper, Leonard Bernstein, obviously he's been working on this project for 6 years. It took him 6 years just to learn how to conduct 6 minutes of music for real. This is centered around him and Felicia, his wife, who's remarkable, who's an actress. Carey Mulligan plays her in the film. And it's really kind of about their life, but also how she, in my opinion, is really the maestro behind the work. He clearly was the genius in terms of the music, but there was something about the way she pushed him that I think allowed him to be the greatest that he was. And the whole movie is scored by Leonard Bernstein. Obviously, he's passed, but his real music is the centerpiece of the movie. And Cooper is remarkable. He's unrecognizable. It's a brilliant performance. I mean, he's a great director. Star is Born and then now this. He's amazing.
Number three, The Holdovers.
Oh, yeah, I love this movie so much. Alexander Payne, who did Sideways. This is Paul Giamatti introducing a new actor named Dominic Sessa, who plays a young kid in the film. Dave Vine, Joy Randolph is amazing. Story basically deals with a group of students who are held over during the holidays at this school, and Giamatti is the teacher who has to take care of them. And it's just a remarkable story about almost like this odd couple relationship, friendship, really, between this teacher and student, and kind of how they change each other's lives in a way. It's a slice of life film. I loved it so much. And I think Alexander Payne is just one of those storytellers who's really great. The Descendants and films like Sideways, he really is a great storyteller. So that's definitely my number three. That movie really had a profound impact on me personally. I there was a book in that film that is talked about a lot, which I know everybody knows already, called Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. And I ended up picking that book up because of the film, and I read it, and it's been pretty life-changing. So I love that movies have that ability.
Kevin, we have less than 2 minutes and two movies to go. Past Lives is number two for you.
All right, Past Lives is remarkable. Celine Song is the director, first-time feature filmmaker. It's about a love story about two childhood friends who meet up years later and try to figure out their lives, because she's moved on. She's moved to America and she's married somebody, but this childhood friend wants to be in her life. And it's this beautiful story about longing and the idea of people passing by our lives and the love we share with people. I loved it. That's my number two. And then my number one, I know we only have a minute and a half left. I saw Oppenheimer 12 times.
Wow.
It's, I think, arguably one of the greatest films I've ever seen or has ever been made. I think it's a film, and I read the book, American Prometheus, which won the Pulitzer Prize. It's an incredible story by J. Robert Oppenheimer. One of the cool things about this movie is they all the color scenes in the film are shot, and those are the Oppenheimer perspective. All the black and white scenes in the film are the Strauss perspective, which is Robert Downey Jr.'s character. So if you read the script for the film, Christopher Nolan wrote all the color scenes in first person and all the black and white scenes in third person. So when you watch the film, you're jumping back and forth in different timelines, but you know whose perspective you're in. And a lot of people complained about the fact that Nolan didn't show the actual bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, but they show the Trinity test. It makes perfect sense why he didn't show those bombings, because in the movie, you're always in Oppenheimer's perspective or Robert Downey Jr.'s Strauss's perspective. Neither of them were in Japan when those bombs dropped.
Kevin, I got to stop you there.
There's no reason to cut out. So,
yeah, absolutely. So, listen, I love our annual discussions. I could talk movies all day. I know you could as well. Thank you so much for sharing with us your top 10 list again this year.
Thanks for having me. See Oppenheimer if you haven't seen it. Ludwig score. It's one of the greatest films I've ever seen. And Cillian Murphy deserves to win the Oscar for Best Actor. He's remarkable.
He is indeed. Kevin McCarthy. You'll find him at Kevin McCarthy TV. I'm Joe Kelly. You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
From the Republican debates to Joe Biden's missteps to the Hamas-Israel conflict, Ukraine funding, and the war that may not end in 2023, what a year it's been. Now, the discussion will not end in 2024, so keep it here. The very latest on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end-of-season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off incredible steaks like their legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, or sink your teeth into their memorable Butcher's Cut Top Sirloin. Just go to omahasteaks.com. Plus, when you use code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. From perfectly aged tender steaks to juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and classic comfort meals, every bite is guaranteed perfect. For a limited time, get 50% off site-wide. Plus, save an extra $30 when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Start the new year off right and warm up your winter with tender steaks and hearty home-cooked favorites from Omaha Steaks. All 50% off with their end-of-season event. Make sure to enter the promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Lori Vallow Daybell, the so-called doomsday mom, has been extradited from Idaho back to Arizona to face two other murder charges. A first-degree murder charge in connection with the killing of Charles Vallow, her fourth husband, who was fatally shot in Chandler, Arizona by her brother in July of 2019. And another count of first-degree premeditated murder for allegedly plotting with her brother to kill the ex-husband of her niece. 50-year-old Vallow Daybell is serving life in prison without parole after an Idaho jury found her guilty of killing her 7-year-old son J.J. Vallow and her 16-year-old daughter Tylee Ryan in September of 2019 and conspiring to kill her fifth husband, Chad Daybell's wife, Tammy, a month later. The Daybells reportedly believed doomsday was upon us and that Lori was a goddess sent to usher in the apocalypse and her kids were zombies. J.J. and Tylee's bodies were found in the couple's Idaho property in 2020. The couple had fled to Hawaii. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with star Joel Kinnaman, who leads the action-packed, dialogue-free, John Woo-directed new movie, Silent Night.
I think that in many of your favorite films, you know, there are long stretches of those films where there's actually no dialogue, and there's a lot of tension, and you can be at the edge of your seat even though there's nothing being said. And we're basically taking that feeling and stretching it out over an entire movie.
The film was also a new level of action and training for him, too.
And what we wanted to do was to, for me to be able to do all the gritty, ugly stunt work, falling down stairs, you know, getting beat up, just, you know, taking it all on. And we wanted to do that because John wanted to film this in a way where you shoot the action in longer sequences without cutting. And when you do that, you know, you need a cut to put the stunt guy in and get the actor back. So when you stay on the shot, then the actor has to do everything.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
A radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Yeah, so I just got a text message from my wife, and she says, so you won't watch Barbie when your wife recommends it, but you'll watch it because your movie friend says it's good. Okay, I see where irate. So she says, we'll have to go see Barbie this weekend while it's still in theaters. So I think I'm going to be on the hook for seeing Barbie this weekend. And okay, it's still begrudgingly that I'm going to go see Barbie this weekend, but I will go see Barbie this weekend. And evidently it is still in theaters. It might as well be because there's nothing else good that is in theaters right now anyway. My name is Joe Kelly here at WDBO in Orlando. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. If you want to find out information about Brian's upcoming stops on his book tour, as he gets out and promotes Teddy and Booker T, just go to BrianKilmeadeShow.com. That's BrianKilmeadeShow.com. I'm Joe Kelly, and you're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Elle. Join me and my good friends and co-hosts Ron Limp and Lenny Matthews for our show Ask Elle right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Correspondent George Williams reports Maine's top election official could be facing impeachment in reaction to her decision to remove Donald Trump from that state's primary ballot.
GOP State Representative John Andrews calls the decision by Democratic Secretary of State Shannon Bellows, in his words, hyper-partisanship on full display, and he vows to pursue an impeachment despite a Democrat-controlled legislature. Bellows, for her part, noted she suspended her decision pending an anticipated appeal. Earlier this month, the Colorado Supreme Court removed Mr. Trump from its ballot based on an interpretation of the 14th Amendment. That decision is also on hold due to appeal, each of which is likely to reach the U.S. Supreme Court. George Williams reporting.
Top commander of U.S. naval forces in the Middle East says Yemen's Houthi rebels are showing no signs of ending their, quote, reckless attacks on commercial vessels in the Red Sea. Also at townhall.com, China will soon ease visa restrictions for those visiting from the United States. Here's Rich Thomason.
Starting January 1st, American tourists can visit the country without submitting round-trip air tickets, proof of hotel reservations, itineraries, or invitations to China. The move is the latest effort by China to attract foreign travelers since reopening its borders earlier this year. Last month, the country announced it would allow visa-free entry for citizens of five European countries and Malaysia for up to 15 days. Rich Thomason reporting.
Consulting firm McKinsey & Company has agreed to pay $78 million to settle claims from insurers and health care funds that its marketing work with Purdue Pharma helped fuel an opioid addiction crisis. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
One way you can ring in the new year with lower prices at the pump.
American drivers can expect lower motor fuel costs for a second straight year in 2024 as a jump in global refining capacity and a surplus in U.S. gasoline stocks drive down retail prices. The U.S. national average retail gasoline price could drop by 13 cents next year to $3.38 a gallon. That's according to price tracker GasMoney.com's annual outlook. The U.S. Energy Information Administration is expecting a bigger 17-cent drop in next year's average pump price, according to its latest short-term forecast. Bill Alexander, Washington.
A New York police sergeant believed to have fatally shot his wife and two boys before taking his own life. Police discovered the bodies of Watson Morgan, Ornella Morgan, and two sons, ages 10 and 12, while checking them out on a wellness check in their family home. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his country will launch 3 additional spy satellites, and they intend to build, quote, more nuclear weapons. North Korean Central News Agency says Kim making those comments during a key ruling party meeting meant to state objectives for the new year. Venezuela says it will continue to deploy some 6,000 troops until a British military vessel sent to neighboring Guyana leaves the waters off the coast of the two South American nations. It is the latest in mounting tensions between Venezuela and the former British colony. That losing streak is over for the Detroit Pistons. They've defeated the Toronto Raptors 129-127, ending the losing streak at 28 games. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. at the historic Cascade Theater, January 18th to 21st. This 60-minute musical is full of the songs you know and love from the animated film and the Broadway production. This production by Reading School of the Arts is the only of its kind. Students at the heart of the show, come support students in the arts and prepare to be entertained in the guilds.
Tickets available now at CascadeTheater.org. That's Cascade, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.org. This production of The Little Mermaid Jr. is presented with special permission by Music Theater International.
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City, always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
And I hope everybody had a nice Christmas. Mine was awesome. Got to spend it with my kids and my family, and it was truly wonderful. And got to spend my Christmas Eve volunteering at church, and I thoroughly enjoyed that. There is nothing like being surrounded by your church family at Christmas time. to really appreciate what Christmas is and why we celebrate Christmas. And I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend ahead planned for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And Brian Kilmeade will be back with you on Tuesday of next week as he gets started with the new year. He's at the current moment and just enjoying some time off. My name is Joe Kelly. You'll find me online at Talk Radio Joe. I am way down here at in the Florida Freedom Zone in Orlando, Florida, at WDBO Radio, where I host the Joe Kelly Show weekday afternoons from 5 till 7 p.m. You can stream that or check it out anytime you wish. Just go to WDBO.com. Joining us now on the Brian Kilmeade Show, man, it's such an honor, and I'm so excited to have Jonathan Turley, constitutional law professor, George Washington University, and of course a Fox News contributor. Jonathan Turley, welcome. How are you, sir?
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
We have news, if you will, today as we're waking up and finding out that Maine's Democrat Secretary of State has removed former President Trump from the state's presidential primary ballot under what she says is the Constitution's insurrection clause. I'm sure you've had plenty of time to dig through this. What's your take?
Well, it's really not a decision as she describes it. Now, this is, after all, just a Secretary of State. In states like Colorado, we've seen various Democratic Secretaries of State seek to remove Trump from the ballot. It's rather unnerving to see people joining this effort. You know, Bellows really cloaks herself as a defender of democracy while trying to prevent people from actually exercising democracy. And the decision that she issued reflects that. It's a series of conclusory statements that ignores countervailing cases and facts, but it's not a surprise. You know, Bellows said after the January 6th riot that it was an insurrection and has said publicly and continually since then that Trump was responsible for an actual insurrection or rebellion. So the outcome here is not surprising. That's why these challengers went to Bellows, because they knew that she would give them exactly what they wanted.
And as a constitutional law professor, help us understand the insurrection clause that she cites.
Well, the problem with this novel and dangerous theory is that it contradicts both the history and language of the 14th Amendment. They're relying on Section 3 of that amendment, which was drafted after the Civil War, when various House members were rather displeased to see the former vice president of the Confederacy standing in line to take the very same oath that he had just violated before the Civil War. They put through this Section 3 that said that if you engage in insurrection or rebellion, you can be barred from federal office. But there's a number of conditions there which make this, in my view, really unwieldy and certainly unfounded in this case. First, former Chief Justice Chase said that Congress had to take action, that this wasn't self-enforcing. Second, it's not clear that the president is one of those federal officials subject to this clause. The president appoints federal officials. This term of art of officials of the United States generally refers to executive branch officials that the president appoints. The president also takes a different oath than the one referenced in the amendment. But even if you put that aside, the problem is that this was designed for an insurrection or rebellion. January 6th was a lot of things, none of them good. But it was not an insurrection or rebellion. And most polls show the public understands that. Polls show the public view it as a protest that became a riot. And that's what it was. Many of us were covering it that day. We watched it in real time. There was inadequate security. They broke through the line, and then people ran amok. But that doesn't make it a rebellion like the Civil War, which cost hundreds of thousands of lives. I mean, in that rebellion, the Confederacy had its own foreign policy, its own currency, its own army. It just a point of comparison is is daunting.
Now, for the benefit of our listeners, I want them to hear Sheena Bellows as she explains. She is the Maine Secretary of State, as she attempts to explain why she has removed Trump from Maine's ballot. Here's cut one.
I am required by law, it's an authority delegated to me explicitly by the Maine legislature, to hold what's called a Section 336 challenge hearing. Both parties come, they present their evidence, they file briefs. I review only that evidence in the context of the laws, the facts presented, and the Constitution, and then I must make a determination. I'm duty-bound. I came to the conclusion that I could not, unfortunately or fortunately, wait for the United States Supreme Court to make a decision. The Maine law required me to issue that decision, which I did today.
So there you go, Jonathan Turley. She was required to make this decision.
Well, she was required to make a decision, not this decision. So there's no question that she has to respond to challenges. But until her decision, Colorado was an outlier among the states. All of these other states had Democratic judges who refused to do this, even Colorado. Had seven democratically appointed justices. Three of the seven refused to sign the opinion. Now, there was a vehement dissent that this was outrageous. So they eked out a 4-3 win in Colorado, but that was the first high court to do it. So Bellows has joined a rather ignoble but short list of Democratic officials to endorse this novel theory. But now it goes to a real court to review, and her decision is appallingly bad. There's very little analysis. It's just a series of conclusory statements. And to say that she wrestled with this decision is laughable. I mean, she's been on social media condemning the, quote, insurrection and Donald Trump. None of us had any doubt how she would rule in this case. That's why the challengers went to Bellows, because they knew that they had her at hello.
And this, even as you're, I'm certainly well aware, California's Secretary of State has left Trump on the ballot after he was called on to remove him from the ballot.
That's right. And you had the lieutenant governor like Bellows trying to remove Trump from that ballot, to the credit of some Democrats, including some politicians. They've condemned this. They recognize it as an anti-democratic theory. Even the Democratic member of Congress in Maine denounced Bellows for what she did. And so I think it's important that we recognize that even though we disagree with each other, there still is a core within our country that recognize the values that define us. What you see in Bellows is a crisis of faith, someone who has allowed her affinity for her party to overwhelm her affinity to the Constitution. And that yielding to temptation has always been a problem. But we also need to keep in mind that there are many Democrats who have joined Republicans in condemning this theory as anti-democratic.
You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show. My name is Joe Kelly, in for Brian today, and we're talking to constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley. Jonathan, it seems as if each of these cases in Colorado and in Maryland now, they have stayed the call to remove Trump from the ballot pending the next higher court. I mean, ultimately, this is going to be decided at the Supreme Court level, right?
It should be. The only complication here is that the Colorado Supreme Court said that if an appeal was taken to the Supreme Court and the court does not rule before January 4th, because January 5th is when they certify the ballot, then Trump's name will remain on the ballot. So it is possible that if the Supreme Court runs out the clock, it could moot the case. And indeed, Colorado itself may prefer to moot the case. Most of us expect the Supreme Court to overturn what Colorado did. What I think the Colorado officials are afraid of is that some liberal justices may join in that effort, just as they saw in Colorado, where three justices who are democratically appointed not only dissented, but there was this very shocked dissent coming from that side. So I think that Colorado itself could seek to moot the appeal to avoid a final ruling. I'm hoping that's not the case because of what happened in Maine. But the danger for some of us who want a final decision is that the Supreme Court often looks for these types of exit ramps. You know, they try not to get ahead of their skis. They try not to rule on matters that they don't have to rule on. So we'll see what happens.
Are you aware of any other states that are making such an effort to remove Trump from the ballot? And, you know, I've heard some of the Republicans now saying, well, we're going to remove Biden from the ballot.
Well, that's always been the danger, and that's why this theory is so dangerous, is that it invites a tit-for-tat type of politics. You know, we are the most successful and stable democratic system in history. And the proponents of this theory, people like Bellows, have introduced an instability in that system after so many successful decades. It's really breathtaking that anyone would be this irresponsible. But this is an effort being pushed in over a dozen states by Democrats to try to find people like Bellows who will carry their water. And for the most part, responsible people, including many Democrats, have said, no, of course we're not going to do it. But they're still looking for that Bellows in other states who are willing to yield to temptation.
And, of course, your expertise is the legal background on this. There's also the political take on this, and that is the more that Democrats seem to want to hobble Donald Trump's chances for reelection, the stronger Donald Trump seems to grow.
Yeah, that's the irony. You had recently a number of newspapers and Democrats say that we can't count on the election. The courts have got to remove Donald Trump. The fact that you would say, you know, that part out loud is itself surprising. But it's you didn't have to say it. Voters recognize this for what it is. It's an anti-democratic effort to prevent millions of people from voting from the candidate who's now the leading candidate for the presidency. And that's going to produce this interesting dynamic. Trump was elected in 2016 on an anti-establishment wave. And it was ignored by the mainstream media. I wrote a column before that election saying Trump could win. And I wrote that because I had gone on a speech to Alaska. And as soon as I was out of the major city, everyone I talked to seemed to be a Trump supporter. Now, it's a very Republican state, but this was during the Republican primary. I think we could see the same phenomenon. People don't like their rights being taken away from them. And the most jealously protected right of all is the ability to vote on your leaders. And so this is appealing to this extreme Democratic element, that 25 or 30% of the party that wants to win at all costs. But it is sacrificing the vast middle of our political system.
And lastly for you, Jonathan Turley, as you know, but Trump and others are still arguing that the last election was stolen. But when we see these kinds of shenanigans going on with the Democrats trying to keep Donald Trump off the ballots, how can one not look at it and say they're trying to steal the next election?
Well, that's the irony here, is the Democrats have done everything they can to fulfill Trump's narrative. They have weaponized the criminal justice system, and they are attempting to effectively rig this election by removing Trump from key states. If they succeeded, Trump couldn't get the electoral votes, even if he was, at that point, as he is today, the most popular of the candidates for the presidency. So what they've done is they have bulldozed any high ground that they had after the last election. I was critical of Trump's speech while he was giving it on that day. I disagreed with his view that the election was stolen. But this is an overt effort to effectively rig the election by removing Trump's name from key states. He would be constitutionally impaired if this succeeded. He would not be able to reach the electoral votes that he would need, even if he was the most popular candidate in the country.
Jonathan Turley, Fox News contributor, George Washington University constitutional law professor. Jonathan, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you and to be able to tap into that mind of yours on this particular issue. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Happy holidays.
You got it. Yeah, right back at you. You can join the discussion this at this day if you'd like, this hour, 866-408-7669. That's 866-408-7669. Find information about Brian and his upcoming book tour or his continuing book tour. Just go to BrianKilmeadShow.com. You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show. I'm Joe Kelly. We'll continue.
Hey, 2023 has been a busy year, and the discussions won't stop in 2024, from the presidential election,
world conflicts, and
what's happening in D.C. We'll cover it all
with a little fun along the way on The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. An Amber Alert for a missing Idaho child called off after the body of 10-month-old Zeke Gregory Best was found dead in an embankment. The infant's abduction comes after his mother, Callie Jean Randall, who was 6 months pregnant, was found dead in their Bonneville County home following a 911 call for a disturbance. The father, 48-year-old Jeremy Best, a suspect in both deaths, was spotted naked near where the baby's body was found and reportedly making odd statements while in a sleeping bag, according to hunters who encountered the suspect. Best was arrested and booked into county jail, where he's being held without bond, facing first-degree murder charges. A magistrate judge ordering Monday that Best be given a mental health evaluation to determine if he is competent to stand trial after reports of other incidents with the law directly prior to the murders. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Devine Joy Randolph, who stars in The Holdovers. Set at a 1970s boarding school directed by Alexander Payne, the film follows the unlikely bond of a curmudgeonly professor, troublemaking student, and the school's head cook over Christmas break. We spoke about how the movie's subtle moments say a lot.
What is the greatest part about that as an actor to find that and how to portray so much and even some of these small details and small moments?
For me, it was very much so like a
silent movie at times. There was a dialogue or monologue at that going internally. And I think also an interesting way, grief of any kind, breakup, someone unfortunately passing that's near and dear to you. There's a lot of conversation going on internally, thinking things over. Would I have done this differently? How did I miss that? What am I going to do without them? You know, all these types of things. You're really left with your thoughts.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Mahalia Jackson, who died in 1972, is widely regarded as the first queen of gospel music. Although she was a heralded and much-loved performer, she lived a double life in racially divided America.
When I'm on the stage and on television and working with white people, they just hug me and love me and say I'm so wonderful and I'm so great. And then when I'm walking down the street like an ordinary citizen, they don't recognize me. And when I go into the department store in the South, I can't get a sandwich. I can't get a bottle of pop. I got to stay. I can't even get a cab. And I'm just the Mahalia Jackson that they got through saying how wonderful I am. I don't understand this. What makes people act like that?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Listen, the more you'll know.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
You know, we are just a couple of weeks away from the Iowa caucus, the first in the nation voting. The Iowa caucus is coming up in just a couple of weeks from now. So this is no longer an academic discussion about politics, an academic discussion about candidates. This is where the rubber hits the road. This is where we separate the wheat from the chaff. I'm not sure what other cliches or metaphors I can use here. But Governor Ron DeSantis, you know, as I live here in Florida, for those who don't know, hi, my name is Joe Kelly, and you'll find me online, social media, at Talk Radio Joe, and I am a talk radio host here on WDBO in Orlando, Florida. Ron DeSantis was my guy early on. I wanted to vote for Ron DeSantis, but I have watched, as the rest of the nation has watched, as his campaign has absolutely imploded. And every day seems to be worse than the day before for Ron DeSantis. And I feel at this point he will be lucky if he can get elected to any office after this abysmal primary campaign from Governor Ron DeSantis. We'll have time for your phone calls coming up in the next segment, so stay with us. 866-408-7669. You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show. I'm Joe Kelly. Stay with us.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Never too late to start Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Fox News.
If you're interested in it, Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
What was the cause of the United States Civil War?
Well, don't come with an easy question or anything. I mean, I think the cause of the Civil War was basically how government was going to run, the freedoms and what people could and couldn't do. What do you think the cause of the Civil War was?
I'm not running for president. I wanted to see your support on the cause of the Civil War.
I mean, I think it always comes down to the role of government and what the rights of the people are.
Thank you. And in the year 2023, it's astonishing to me that you answer that question without mentioning the word slavery.
What do you want me to say about slavery?
You answered my question.
Oh, Nikki Haley has set off a firestorm of controversy with her inability to say slavery was at least part of the cause of the Civil War. Now, I'm sure you've heard of the word Schadenfreude or Schadenfreude. It's a German word that means someone who derives pleasure in someone else's misfortune. There is another, and the Germans have words for everything, right? So there's another German word I'll introduce you to, and that word is fremd, hang on, I'm going to make sure I say this right. Fremdschamen in German. That is taking embarrassment for someone else's activity or behavior, or a vicarious embarrassment. So I am feeling fremdschäden for Nikki Haley. I'm embarrassed for her for how she answered the question about what was the cause of the United States Civil War. And she went on to try to clarify her answer. Here's cut 10.
I think everybody thinks that the Civil War is about slavery. It was more, what's the bigger issue of it? You know, we went through 80 years of that, and we know that people were struggling with what's the role of government, what's the role of individual freedom. And the lesson we should take away from Civil Wars, yes, never allow slavery to happen again, but what does that mean for government and the role of individual freedom? We want every person to have the freedom of speech, religion, to live their life in any way without anyone doing anything to hamper that. That's what this was about.
So she's trying to do damage control and trying to clarify what she meant by that. I will tell you that Nikki Haley is not having a good day. While she was there in North Conway, New Hampshire, she got a question from a nine-year-old. And I guess one would imagine that if a little child, a nine-year-old child, steps in front of the microphone, it is going to be a pretty easy question. This was not an easy question for Nikki Haley. Take a listen.
Chris Christie thinks that you are a flip-flopper on the Donald Trump issue. And honestly, I agree with him. And you're basically the new John Kerry. How can you change your opinion like that in just 8 years? And will you pardon Donald Trump?
So first, tell me what your name is. Adam. And Adam, how old are you?
I am 9 years.
So fourth grade. Well, I, for one, am very proud of you for coming. I told you I think he was the right president at the right time. I told you that I agree with a lot of his policies. But do I think he's the right president to go forward? No. I am who I am. I tell my truth just like you told your truth. Except I am no John Kerry. But I will also answer his question. He asked if I would pardon Trump. And I've answered this before. I would pardon Trump.
So there you go. That's Nikki Haley saying she would pardon Trump. And by the way, for her to say, I have answered this before, she has given vague answers about this before. She has previously said that she would consider it. But now she full on says that she would pardon Donald Trump, which I got to tell you, I think is a great idea. But I don't think that Nikki Haley is ever going to have the opportunity to pardon Donald Trump, as I don't think that Nikki Haley is going to become our president. The question really is going to come down to whether or not Donald Trump can pardon Donald Trump. I think that'll be the real question that we have to look out for. Now, our governor here in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis, is warning voters that former President Trump is likely to use the power of the government against his political opponents if he is elected again. DeSantis painted a picture of a second Trump term centered on revenge and accused the former president of targeting his political rivals. DeSantis explained that Trump is fine with weaponization if it's against people he doesn't like. I got to tell you, As I alluded in the last segment, Ron DeSantis was my guy. He was the guy that I wanted to support in the primary election. I was excited about him. And living here in Florida, I have appreciated our Governor DeSantis and how he has led our state through a variety of issues, not the least of which hurricanes. And when Governor DeSantis got the endorsement, then candidate DeSantis, then Congressman DeSantis got the endorsement of Donald Trump, there were plenty of us who thought, oh, this is going to be a mini Trump. This is going to be a guy who is going to be as bombastic, as at times outrageous as Donald Trump is. And what really surprised me about Ron DeSantis is he put his head down and just got the job done. And frankly, it delighted me to see that he was not a media hound. He wasn't out there in front of the microphones every single day. And I really liked that about Ron DeSantis. He simply rolled up his sleeve and got the job done. Well, now, after watching him campaign for the past year, I understand why he wasn't out on the trail every day, why he wasn't in front of the TV cameras, in front of the microphones, why he is reluctant to do interviews, because he's just not good at it. He is terrible at retail politics. He is terrible at smiling. I've never seen anybody who is so terrible at smiling as Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis never looks comfortable in his own skin. And, you know, we, as American voters, yes, of course, we like to boil down different policy issues, but at the surface, we have to like someone first. And Ron DeSantis has not proven himself to be a likable candidate. I mean, a guy who can't smile, a guy who is not comfortable in his own skin doesn't make other people feel comfortable around him. And as petty as this issue is, the lifts in his cowboy boots is a prime example of that. I would love nothing more than to have never had to discuss that Ron DeSantis is accused of wearing lifts in his cowboy boots. And honestly, it's not hard to figure out that the guy's wearing lifts in his cowboy boots, which means that Ron DeSantis is not comfortable with his own height, which means that Ron DeSantis is not comfortable in his own skin. And if Ron DeSantis is not comfortable embracing all that is Ron DeSantis, how are we supposed to get behind him? How are we supposed to support him? I mean, that guy, if he struggles so greatly to smile, stop trying. We don't need a president that smiles. Stop trying to smile. It's so terrible. I'm reminded of like children in their fourth grade pictures, and they know that their mom is like, you better smile. And you get this phony looking smile. And that's Ron DeSantis just struggling to smile. And I think Ron DeSantis is tone deaf when it comes to Donald Trump, much like the Democrat Party is tone deaf when it comes to Donald Trump. I don't think the Democrat Party understands that the more they assail, the more they go after, the more they attack Donald Trump, the more they empower him. And it all stems from, and I take you back to the beginning of Trump's campaign when he said this.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
Donald Trump knew who he was. Donald Trump knew who his supporters were. I mean, he absolutely had his finger on the pulse of the electorate when he had that to say. And now as Democrats throw everything that they have and the kitchen sink at Donald Trump to try to keep him off of ballots, all they're doing is empowering him. All they're doing is making it more likely that Donald Trump is going to get reelected as president. And for Governor Ron DeSantis to say that Donald Trump is going to use the power of government against his political opponents if elected again, that's what Trump supporters want. That is not an argument to sway people to not vote for Donald Trump. You are giving an argument, Ron DeSantis, for people to vote for Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump supporters, Donald Trump fanatics, want their pound of flesh back. They don't like what has happened to Donald Trump. They don't like what the left has done to Donald Trump. Many of Donald Trump's, if not most, if not all of Donald Trump's supporters believe that the election was stolen. And they want their pound of flesh from the Democrats. So for Governor DeSantis to say, as if it's a bad thing, that Donald Trump is likely to use the power of government against his political opponents if he's elected again, that is the essence of draining the swamp. You're arguing in favor of draining the swamp, which is what Donald Trump said he was going to do. I don't know to what extent he actually succeeded in that in his first term and in his only term at the moment. But you can join the discussion now, 866-408-7669. We've got time for some phone calls here, 866-408-7669. My name is Joe Kelly. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show, and I want to get your take on whether or not you think that Ron DeSantis is making a good argument for voting against Donald Trump. He says Trump is fine with weaponization as long as it's against the people that he doesn't like. By the way, for his part, Ron DeSantis argues, and again, I find it interesting that Governor DeSantis argues that removing Donald Trump from the ballots opens up Pandora's box. Cut six. Take a listen.
It opens up Pandora's box. Can you have a Republican Secretary of State disqualify Biden from the ballot because he's let in 8 million people illegally? I think that we win when we hold Biden accountable and talk about the issues that matter to the American people. So I think the Democrats, they want the election to be about all these other issues. They do not want to face accountability for their failed policies.
Yeah, Governor DeSantis. And again, so he seems to understand that, but he doesn't seem to understand that electing Donald Trump, if Donald Trump is going to go after his political opponents, I think Trump supporters want that. I think those who want to see the swamp drained see Trump's political opponents as the proverbial swamp. That's the swamp that they want drained. 866-408-7669. Let's go to Virginia, where Rob is up first here on the Brian Kilmeade Show with Joe Kelly. Hey, Rob, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. One thing about it, I really don't care to be called a fanatic because I think it feeds into the Democratic narrative. And I'm not trying to be offensive, but I support Donald Trump. And the simple reason is he is the only presidential candidate I know in my lifetime that has had the kind of stuff done to him. And he refuses to quit. They've threatened his business. They say they're going to take his business from him. They've threatened his children. They threatened to put him in jail. It's been one thing after another, and a lot of it has been lies and proven to be lies. They have smeared him. He'll never be the same again. He'll never be able to walk the streets again without someone wanting to go after him. But he doesn't quit. We don't have that in the Republican Party. Our party, for the most part, with a few exceptions, are quitters. They're losers. They don't fight. I think Donald Trump put them out of their comfort zone when he won. At first, they didn't think he could win. All right.
Yeah,
they laughed
absolutely.
At it.
Yep.
It took them out of their comfort zone, and they're perfectly happy with not winning. And they go back to their constituents, and they always say the same thing. Well, we tried, but we just couldn't get the mean old Democrats to see things our way. It's the same thing. That's why you have everything's going on now where women are in the men are in the women's sports and we're way over budget. All the craziness you see because we don't have people who are willing to stand up. They always cow. Look at Nikki Haley they got a 9-year-old kid calling her out now.
Yeah.
She couldn't even handle that.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Rob, thank you so much, man. I appreciate your phone call. Thanks for listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. We'll take more of your phone calls coming up next. 866-408-7669. I'm Joe Kelly. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
From the Republican debates to Joe Biden's missteps to the Hamas-Israel conflict, Ukraine funding, and the war that may not end in 2023, what a year it's been. Now, the discussion will not end in 2024, so keep it here. The very latest on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
That's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to RoundHouseProvisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
The holidays are the happiest time of the year. That is, unless you or your loved ones are miserable because of colds, sinus infections, or allergies. This holiday season, give the gift of better breathing with Navage. What makes Navage so effective? Well, unlike cold and allergy drugs that might take a long time to help, if they're effective at all, Navage provides fast relief from sinus congestion in 30 seconds flat. Navage doesn't just relieve symptoms, it attacks a cause by sucking out the germs, allergens, and viruses trapped in your nose that are making you feel miserable. Best of all, Navage does it naturally, without drugs. Wash away your cold and congestion problems this holiday season. Add Navage to your gift list so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier all year long. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app. The voices America trusts. Download it now.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app. The voices America trusts. Download it now.
That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Oh, so the latest is hashtag Trump smells. So now the left is saying that Donald Trump smells bad. And that's really what they've got to stoop to try to besmirch Donald Trump. They've run out of everything else. They've tried everything else, and now it's that Donald Trump smells bad. And the Lincoln Project, which is an anti-Trump political action committee, has released an ad that alleges that the former president smells bad. And it is laughable the lengths to which the left is stooping to try to besmirch Donald Trump, and knowing that they can't beat him at the ballot box, they're trying to beat him by any means necessary, if that means keeping him off the ballot or anything else like that. You can join us here on the Brian Kilmeade Show. My name is Joe Kelly. It's 866-408-7669. Barry is joining us in Los Angeles. Hey, Barry, you're on the Brian Kilmeade Show with Joe Kelly.
Hey, Joe. To be honest, I almost turned off this morning because usually I'm not a fan of yours, but I can't believe how spot on you were last segment on both Trump supporters and on DeSantis. Number one, yes, most Trump supporters do want retribution. Number two, Ron DeSantis is terrible at retail politics. And it amazes me how many of his supporters or conservatives won't admit it. Lastly, I would like to add, though, I think DeSantis also has disappointed me with his political acumen and the fact that he allowed himself to be used by a lot of rhinos and bushies back in a year ago to jump in the race. Everybody knew that he was in the same lane as Trump, and he was not gonna get 90% of those people in that lane.
And I think he was counting on Donald Trump getting convicted and being in jail or somehow, you know, otherwise tarnishing his brand. I think he was counting on that to happen, but it just hasn't. And even if that does happen, I don't know that that's going to hurt the Trump brand. Barry, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate that. We'll get some more calls coming up in the next half hour. Y'all can stick around for that. My name is Joe Kelly. You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show. Also, I saw this headline from rawstory.com that says, a shocking number of Americans believe God personally anointed Trump to rule the country. We'll take on that and more. My name is Joe Kelly. You are listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show. Find out about his book tour. Go to BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Auto repair costs are up nearly 20% from last year. That's four times the rate of inflation. So when you enroll in a car protection plan through CarShield, you can look forward to the following. CarShield offers protection plans starting as low as $100 a month with flexible month-to-month coverage, no long-term contracts, and options to fit everybody's budget. They have repair coverage for up to 5,000 parts, and you have your choice of ASE-certified mechanics. And they have a price lock guarantee. This is big, meaning the price will never go up, no matter how many claims you file or even as the mileage on your car increases. That's a big deal. Call CarShield today, 800-898-6155, or go to carshield.com/Levin, that's /LEVIN, to save 20%. That's 800-898-6155. Or go to carshield.com/Levin to save 20%.
Ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights with Turtle Bay's New Year's Eve event featuring over 1 million lights, live music by Hook, a virtual screen ball drop, glowing swings, and much more. Mosaic food and beverages available for purchase. This all-age special ticketed event is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. New Year's Eve at Redding Garden of Lights. Sunday, December 31st, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. All ages. Tickets at turtlebay.org.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.